Garbage Station Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They aren't waking up, commuting, and going to work today. More than 70,000 FAA employees and construction workers still off the job.
This is a lose-lose-lose situation.
President Obama urging Congress to return and pass a held-up FAA funding bill. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, House Republicans say it's time to start cutting budgets wherever possible, like $16 million spent on subsidies for small-town airline service. Senate Democrats say questions like that should be hashed out in the normal legislative process, not just stuck on a vital funding extension bill. And in the meantime,
we have serious safety projects, construction projects that need to be completed.
That's Kenneth Mayenpa of Rocky Mountain Metro Airport outside Denver. President Obama telling the lawmakers, Dave, get back here and get an FAA funding bill done.
Rich, David Wu is no longer a congressman. The Oregon Democrat's resignation official today after his sex scandal. Haiti, where millions are either still homeless or in flimsy shanties after last year's big earthquake. About to get hit hard by Tropical Storm Emily, the Dominican Republic, too.
Emily is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 6 to 12 inches with isolated amounts up to 20 inches possible. These rains could cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides.
Dennis Felkett of the National Hurricane Center. Emily could hit Florida this weekend. Meatmaker Cargill recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey linked to a salmonella outbreak that's killed one person, left 76 others dead. The president turns 50 today.
Which means that by the time I wake up, I'll have an email from AARP.
Joking last night at a big birthday bash in Chicago, dinner and a concert costing up to $35,000 a person. Jerry's kids are going to have to go on without him.
You'll never walk alone.
Jerry Lewis out as national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association and won't take part in the annual Labor Day telethon. He was going to retire anyway, but no word why Lewis's sudden exit. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They say when one door closes, another opens. For ING Direct customers upset their bank is getting sold, there's this, Ally Bank. Ally Bank offers great rates, an award-winning online savings account, and no monthly maintenance fees, just like you're used to. Plus, Ally has no ATM fees nationwide, innovative products like Raise Your Rate CDs, and 24/7 live customer service, where phone customer satisfaction is over 90%. Go to allybank.com. Or call 1-877-247-ALLY. Member FDIC.
Not all oil change deals are created equal. Case in point, right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $17.49 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You could end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Click over and refresh your memory with maps and contact information for all the commercials you hear on WTAW. I heard it on WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Do you live in the country or in an area where there's no high-speed internet? Are you tired of dial-up and waiting forever to get your email or trying to surf the web? Your wait is over. Now, high-speed internet is available almost everywhere. Now you can go to websites at the click of a mouse, and no more waiting. Do your banking, pay bills, surf the web like it's supposed to be, and best of all, no more waiting. So now is the time for you to get high-speed internet. Call Starfire at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. And start surfing the web. Call right now and get free basic installation. Call Starfire today for details at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country. Just a conversation away.
Over 16,000 students in the Brazos Valley are in need of school supplies. On Thursday, August 11th, the Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting our annual
Stop the Bus!
School Supply Drive from 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Drop-off locations are at the Brazos Center and HEB Tower Point Market. Help us
stop the bus
on August 11th from 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. For more information on
stop the bus,
visit jlbcs.org.
Get the reliability for your phone service that you would expect from Suddenlink. Give Suddenlink a call at 903-939-7245. Have your current phone bill with you, and you can start to get an idea of the savings and the convenience that you can have with business phone service and business internet from Suddenlink. Unlimited starts as low as $39.95, and that includes unlimited local and long-distance calling, plus call features like call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, and a lot more. And you get reliability and up to 30% savings versus the phone company. You can get email delivery of your voicemail, and you'll join more than 60,000 businesses who trust the stability and reliability of Suddenlink phone service and internet service. And remember, like everything else, if you bundle with Suddenlink's business high-speed internet, then you can save money even more. Ensures faster download speeds and flexibility of service as you grow. You're never limited to the number of lines that you can have for phone service, plus you get to keep your phone number and the equipment you've already purchased. So if you'd like more information, call Regina and her local sales team at 903-939-7245 and find out about business solutions through internet and phone service from Suddenlink.
I'm Charlie Light, owner of Charlie's in College Station. I'm here to ask you to support Bryan College Station and shop locally and keep jobs and businesses in our community. Keeping your business in town allows Charlie and other local businesses to contribute to the local tax base and support the local charities. Remember, before you shop out of town, shop locally whenever you can. It's good for Bryan College Station. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are dropping? It's true. You could get rates as low as 2.625%, 3.1% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $301 a month. That's over $3,600 a year. Hey, in the time it's taken me to tell you all this, you could have called LendingTree. Don't wait for rates to climb. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
WTNW News Time, 608, 78 degrees right now at the studios. 108 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Preliminary investigation shows Tuesday's fire that destroyed parts of two Bryan townhome complexes was not caused by arson. The Bryan Fire Marshal's Office says they're still looking at the cause. They say what actually led to the fire may never be known, but that it was not intentionally set. Several units at the Old Oaks and Oak Garden complexes were destroyed. Others were heavily damaged. Two Bryan firefighters suffered minor injuries, but all residents were safely evacuated. A Calvert man is headed to prison for 13 years after pleading guilty to seriously injuring his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter. 26-year-old Brandon Dion Stewart was arrested in April 2010 for the attack on the toddler while he babysat her and Bryan. Investigators say Stewart held the girl in a bathtub full of scalding water, causing severe burns. The girl's mother returned home to find a note saying the girl had turned on the hot water herself, but doctors later ruled her injuries were inconsistent with that account. Stewart pleaded guilty to 2 felony charges and was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Excessive heat is in the forecast again today, meaning another day of record power consumption and a step closer to rolling blackouts.
ERCOT issued a Stage 1 alert yesterday after setting a record for power demand. Kent Sadoff with ERCOT says they will most likely hit Stage 2 sometime today.
We will drop the interruptible loads that sign up to be dropped in these circumstances. That would decrease our load by about 1,000 megawatts.
He says then the question is, will they hit stage three, which would trigger the rolling blackouts? He says even if the temperature dropped just a couple of degrees, it would help lessen demand. Today's power demand is expected to exceed 68,000 megawatts. Austin York, TSN News.
The new school year hasn't started, and the Bryan School Board has already started thinking about a year from now. New Superintendent Tommy Wallace has asked for a review of the district's reduction in force policy.
And I want to make for sure a year in advance that I understand the RIF policy, that the board understands what the RIF policy is. Is this the steps that they want to take? And so it's just a proactive measure. I hope it doesn't come to that. I think we can do it without a RIF, but this is just a situation where we want to be way ahead of the curveball and not find ourselves in March or April and go, oh my gosh, we've got to go through a RIF process and we don't like our policy.
Wallace says action on this year's Bryan ISD budget will be considered the 15th. Governor Rick Perry has ordered the creation of a new collaborative online university. Perry signed an executive order Wednesday initiating the Western Governors University Texas, a subsidiary of the nonprofit Western Governors University. Perry's order instructs state agencies to cooperate in the establishment of WGU Texas. The online university mainly serves working adults and offers degrees in business, information technology, education, and the health professions. Cuts to government spending will likely trickle down to the municipal level after federal lawmakers finally worked out a deal this week to raise the nation's debt ceiling. One area of concern for the city of Bryan is its community block development grant program.
If those cuts are mandated, then we'll find ways to pick up the slack, so to speak. You've got a lot of private groups in town that are looking at affordable housing opportunities, a lot of landlords that are looking at programs to improve their properties and providing affordable housing opportunities. And so, as those cuts occur, we will react at the city level and find ways to continue offering those services for all our citizens.
Mayor Jason Bayinski says, among other things, CBDG funds help residents with housing assistance and utility bills. And the United Way of the Brazos Valley is looking for volunteers to assist in the upcoming fundraising campaign. Lori Garrett says they need what they call loaned executives.
And these are individuals who work at other businesses. They might do volunteer work in the community, but they're individuals that come and help United Way get campaigns organized through the different companies that we work with. It's about a 2-hour a week commitment, again, September through November to do this.
There are two training dates, August 11th and the 18th. You can contact the United Way office for more information. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 78 degrees right now. Your forecast is up next. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to get more information.
High pressure will keep our weather on the warm side again today and right into the weekend. And unfortunately, we still are not forecasting any precipitation. Stays all off to our north. Lots of sunshine today. We're close to 105. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs 100 to 105. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. Sunshine Saturday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Talking about Aggie football and Aggie basketball, as they're just a few days away from going on that 10-day, four-game tour of Europe. We'll also visit Aggie football, visit with Ryan Tannehill. The Brazos Valley Bombers came home last night and won. The Rangers lost. They're officially kind of in a slump, too. We got that and more coming up in sports.
It's going to be hot today, apparently.
Well, thanks for the bulletin there, Scott.
Yeah, apparently there'll be some heat out there. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was quite a bit cooler yesterday.
Did you now?
Yeah. My temperature gauge, said 99 most of the day.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, about 6
called
o'clock.
Called for a light wrap.
So, 6 o'clock last night. And it's going to happen. This is happening tonight, and this is happening tomorrow night, is that the wind is going to be up. Gusts about 25 miles an hour.
It has insomnia.
That makes it really uncomfortable. Yeah.
The deal is, though, that makes it like,
if
you want to go ahead and dry clothes, you could probably just take that towel and hold it up.
Hang yourself out on the line.
In the time that you just stretch it out there, it's liable to just
dry.
That's
right. Baby's wet. Just, hold her outside for a couple of minutes.
It doesn't work. They get wet again.
Here's something that's almost too indelicate to talk about right now.
Well, but this is our time.
Indelicate. That's an adjective you don't hear very often.
No, you don't. Yeah, but...
It's 6:15. This is our indelicate quarter hour.
Indelicate away.
A court case is a-brewing in South Carolina that might dictate the future of the so-called truck nuts.
Really?
All of us know what those would be.
Uh-huh.
Well, they scream class.
They do.
They do.
Those would be the fake hangings there that some people put on the back of their vehicles.
Right.
Well, it seems that the police chief in Bonneau, South Carolina, asked a 65-year-old woman, 65 years old, to remove said truck nuts off the back of her truck last month, right after she pulled into a gas station. She refused. The chief wrote her a $445 ticket.
Whoa!
For violating South Carolina's obscene bumper sticker law.
$445, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good bet. That's a pretty good amount of money right
there. I'm telling
you. She hired an attorney.
That's a real kick in the stomach, isn't it?
And is contesting the ticket in court in a case that could actually have some impact on laws nationwide having to do with this. Could have a precedent set. The chief beat her to the punch. He also requested a jury trial on the matter to clarify the law. Case heads to court next month. So, because those are very offensive, just really offensive, and I don't have a kiddo driving in the car with me, so I don't have to worry about that. But, again, other folks do sometimes. And so we'll just we'll see how all that rolls out. And just thought I'd keep you up to date on that. Could you see that going to the Supreme Court?
Let's hope Nancy Grace will pick that up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't you think? Maybe have a focus group on it. Yeah. Have four different people's pictures on the screen all talking at once. Cheetos may be a great quick snack. But if you're trying to cover your boozy breath when you get pulled over, not so much. At least that's what the Montana Supreme Court is telling a man who tried to cover up his alcohol-laced breath when he was stopped for drunk driving and speeding in 2009. Prosecutors had successfully convicted one Charles Stambaugh on the traffic stop where a traffic deputy saw him speeding, followed him to the local truck stop. The deputy told the court that he found Charles inside the snack counter with red puffy eyes in the process of buying cheesy snacks. Prosecutors say that Charles stuffed an extremely large handful of Cheetos into his mouth. Well, and again, as always, you have to wonder about the size of the hand and the size of the mouth, which brings up the question, why do gorillas have large nostrils?
Really?
Did you
sleep too much or not enough last night? Because of what we've talked about already.
Yeah.
And we ain't even sung the good morning song yet.
No, we haven't, no. Anyway, it says here
we've been talking about large things on animals.
He stuffed an extremely large handful of Cheetos into his mouth before the deputy could stop him. I mean, what?
Put down the Cheetos!
Yeah. And continued to shovel them into his mouth while being questioned.
Exactly.
The deputy said that Charles was uncooperative and would not relinquish his Cheetos. Give me the Cheetos! Charles Stambaugh, taken to jail. Failed his breath test. Guess he'll remember next time to get Funyuns.
Yeah.
I see. I don't even think those would cover up the booze.
Maybe not.
Yeah. No, they can smell worse than
But then you smell like Funyuns and booze.
Yeah.
Yikes. Info.
Maybe Frisky's cat food. That could work.
Yeah.
Guess that Fisherman's Delight. Down the street just to get here. Took a train, a plane, a bus. But still. How about those garlic Fritos? How would that work for you? Yeah.
Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate that's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturers that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Happy National Chocolate Chip Day. And happy National Underwear Day.
We just got one day to recognize underwear.
I don't know.
It means if you don't wear it, wear it today, please.
I don't know.
For your mother's sake, if nothing else.
Yeah. That's right, because you may be in a wreck.
That's right. Right. Never know.
Yeah. There you go. It's it's the 4th of August.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Let me click that. There we go. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Guess who you share a birthday with? Go ahead.
If it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Frankie Ford.
That wasn't who I was thinking
of. The singer, 72. Well, I'll probably get to it.
C. Cruise. Won't you let me take you on a C. Cruise? I think that was his.
That was Frankie Ford.
That was his one hit wonder.
There you go.
I thought that was who else we were sharing a birthday with.
Yeah, C. Cruise.
C. Cruise?
Yeah, that's Tom's little brother. Yeah. Yeah, Penelope's cousin. Actress Tina Cole of My Three Sons. She was the wife of one of the sons.
Good for her.
Yeah. I think she was Robbie's wife. She's 68 years old today. Actor comedian Richard Belzer from Law and Order, SVU, and Homicide is 67 years old. Billy Bob Thornton's birthday is today. He's 56 years old today. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, you go. You want to go do a little sling blade?
Little sling blade.
Yeah, there you go. Lauren Tom from Joy Luck Club and Men in Trees is 52 years old today. Producer Michael Gelman, he produces that live with Regis and Kelly, is 50 years old today. Daniel Day Kim from Hawaii 5-0, and he was on Lost. One of my favorite characters on Lost, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
me too.
Yeah, you too. I know. Yeah. He's 43. Rapper Yo-Yo.
Ma?
Yeah. No, just Yo-Yo.
Mr. Yo.
Yeah. No Ma, just Yo-Yo. He's 40 years old today.
So when you see him, you go, Yo-Yo.
That's right. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's amazing. It's really amazing. I've got two lists here. One list leaves off the President of the United States of America.
What does that tell you?
Yeah. But the other one does put here that today is President Barack Obama's 50th birthday.
Well, I tell you what, if these people were paying any attention, would y'all sing?
Yeah, come on. Because it's the birthday.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's the great one's birthday. Number 50. 5-0.
Well, and again.
Boy, he's going to have to put a little more of that gray in her hair to look 50 now.
He still hadn't put any gas in my car.
Uh-huh.
And still hadn't paid my mortgage once.
No, mine definitely has not been paid.
All right.
There you go. Hey, another guy that's been appearing in Washington, Roger Clemens, is 49, just right down the street from Barack,
sure.
As a matter of fact,
is
49 years old. And race car driver Jeff Gordon is exactly 10 years younger than the president. How about that?
Well, but Kurt Busch has got a birthday.
Really? See, I didn't have Kurt Busch.
NASCAR buddies.
How about that? Yeah, Gordon's 40. How old's Busch?
He's 33.
There you go. That's all I got.
And the lovely and talented Helen Thomas.
Oh, really? She's 174.
She is actually, yeah. And,
that's right. They can't pry her out of that chair.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that in dog years, she'd be 697.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, Hollywood genius, another big lib, Matt Damon, who's a pretty good actor, by the way. He says Republicans always have a reason to never raise taxes. They don't believe in all this government. He attacks the Tea Party movement as well. Here's what he said.
Tea Party pushing no tax increases, less government.
They're willing to spend to do this whole debt ceiling thing. That they're completely intransigent. It's true. They are absolutely willing to drive it all off a cliff.
Hey, Matt, nothing is stopping you and all your liberal friends in Hollywood. You guys can donate all the money you make from all of your big movies, and you can build schools, and you can donate to the government. How's that?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are dropping? It's true. You could get rates as low as 2.625%, 3.1% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $301 a month. That's over $3,600 a year. Hey, in the time it's taken me to tell you all this, you could have called LendingTree. Don't wait for rates to climb. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Pfizer has a vision for Lipitor. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Pfizer is hoping to squeeze more profits out of Lipitor. The Wall Street Journal says the drug company will go to the Food and Drug Administration with a proposal to introduce an over-the-counter version of the popular cholesterol medication. Prescription Lipitor will lose its patent protection later this year. Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey produced at a plant in Arkansas. The meat may be linked to a salmonella outbreak that sickened people in 26 states and resulted in one death. You can still expect to pay a hefty price if you write a check for more money than you have in your bank account. A survey by the Consumer Federation of America finds big banks continue to charge steep overdraft fees. The median fee is $35, and the penalties can be triggered by overdrafts as small as $5. Stocks broke an 8-session losing streak yesterday, but the futures are pointing lower again this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac, that's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Plenty hot. Yep. 107 heat index, about 110, 112, something like that. Just same thing. Continuing it all week and now all the way through Monday. Low temperature right around 79. Humidity now is 76%. Winds are calm. We have fair skies and we're sitting at 80 degrees.
If you're working 10 years from now, it may well be in a job that hasn't been invented yet. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Save big.
big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $2 on Iams dog food and 4 to 6.1 pound bags, including two new natural formulas from Iams. Simple and natural with no meat byproducts, and Sensitive Naturals, an alternative protein diet. Don't miss this great Iams deal, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're worried about your current job or where your next job is coming from, you're in good company. No one really knows what the future holds.
10 years from now, 20 years from now, a lot of the work that people are going to be doing is going to be in professions that don't exist, in industries that haven't been invented yet.
Daniel Pink, author of the book A Whole New Mind, says what we do know today is
that the sorts of work that's really in danger isn't so much a particular profession or a particular industry, but a certain kind of work, and that is work that is routine. Your job is essentially following a set of steps and delivering a correct answer. That kind of work is disappearing and will fully disappear from this country. It is essentially becoming a commodity.
So in thinking about your career, Daniel says,
people have to be able to do work that's hard to outsource and hard to automate, and that tends to call on a lot of these more right brain abilities, the abilities of artistry, empathy, big picture thinking, something that's hard to outsource and hard to automate.
Although this may seem scary, it's part of our economic cycle, and it's happened before.
Routine manufacturing used to be the heart of this country's economic engine. After a certain amount of time, that routine mass production work was able to get done cheaper overseas, and that's where it went. But in general, the economy did pretty darn well. I don't want to say that it was perfect, but there were new jobs that took the place, and the economy continued to grow.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:32, 78 degrees right now at the studios. Well over 100 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Arson has been ruled out as a cause in Tuesday's four-alarm fire that destroyed portions of two townhome complexes. Investigators say they're looking at multiple possibilities, but they have ruled out any intentional cause. The fire destroyed several units at the Old Oaks and Oak Garden complexes and heavily damaged others. All residents were safely evacuated. Two Ryan firefighters suffered minor injuries. 13 years in prison is the sentence for a Robertson County man accused of seriously injuring his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter at the Woman's Bryan home. 26-year-old Brandon Dion Stewart of Calvert pleaded guilty Wednesday to two felony charges and was sentenced to 13 years. Stewart will also get credit for time served since his arrest in April of 2010. The girl's mother came home to find a note from Stewart saying the girl turned on the hot water while in the bathtub, but doctors disagreed, saying the girl's severe burns were inconsistent with Stewart's story. The demand for electricity in Texas has been breaking records lately, day after day, in fact. And with an even hotter day in the forecast today, we could be getting closer to rolling blackouts.
Kent Sadoff with ERCOT says they will most likely hit stage 2 sometime today, calling on customers that have signed on to be dropped during such circumstances to sign off. He says that would save them about 1,000 megawatts, but wouldn't insure us against stage 3.
If that frequency, we can't maintain that 60 hertz frequency and it gets below 60 hertz, that's when we get into step 3, and that would be the rolling outages.
He says today's demand is expected to exceed 68,000 megawatts. He says a drop in temperature of even just a degree or two would lessen demand dramatically. Austin York, TSN News.
The Bryan School Board has met 4 times in the last 2 weeks. The budget has been part of some of those meetings. New Superintendent Tommy Wallace says projections are taking almost $3 million out of savings just to make ends meet this year, but it's a drastic improvement from just a few months ago.
When I began the interview process, your worst-case scenario in Bryan was about $14 million, and so that's a whole lot better, 2.8 than 14 million. So it's a lot better. I think the legislators have worked pretty hard to lower that number. And I think you've got a hybrid. I think you've got the House version and the Senate version. I think both, you got a hybrid, one year and one the next year. And so I think we're going to be okay.
Trustees have also started reviewing the budget a year from now, including possible changes to the district's reduction in force policy in case positions have to be eliminated. The spending cuts called for in the debt ceiling plan signed by President Obama this week could have local residents feeling the crunch. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski says one program in particular could be hit hard.
Well, our community development block grant programs are federally funded through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and we have felt you know, a pinch in the past, and there have been some cutbacks with our CBDG funds that provide affordable housing opportunities for our citizens, provide energy conservation, the many various programs.
Bayinski says the city will do its best to pick up the slack as it has in times past. He says private entities and some landlords have also shown a willingness to help out as well. The U.S. Agriculture Department says meat giant Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey linked to a death in California and at least 76 other salmonella illnesses. Illnesses in the outbreak date back to March and have been reported in 26 states coast to coast. At least 9 cases have been reported in Texas. Government officials say that even contaminated ground turkey is safe if you cooked, it's safe to eat, that is, if you cook it to 165 degrees and properly handle it before cooking. And United Way of the Brazos Valley is following up on a successful Pace Setter fundraising event with plans to train volunteers to make campaign presentations. Lori Garrett with United Way says there are 2 upcoming training sessions for what they call loaned executives.
Those dates are coming up on August the 11th and August the 18th. You're going out calling on different businesses that might already have United Way campaigns, or we're trying to get campaigns started in those organizations.
The time commitment is 2 hours a week during the campaign from September through November. You can contact the United Way office for more information if you'd like to help out. WTAW News time is 6:36, 78 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know what I don't understand? I'm hearing people say, I need to lose weight for the summer. I'm going on vacation, going to the beach, want to wear my swimsuit again. Why not lose weight? Why not get fit as a lifestyle choice? Because you want to feel better. You want to live longer. If you want to get fit, call my trainer, Ashley Bergen at Fit You. She can help you with the nutrition and, of course, Ashley will help you with the workouts. Get fit for life. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900. That's 492-1900.
In a land where bobbleheads are sparse, come the final 2 weeks of the Bombers baseball season. 4 bobblehead giveaways in 2 weeks of baseball with dollar beer on Thursdays, kids-free Saturdays, and so much more. Join the Bombers at Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark for the final 2 weeks of the season. Tickets start at $5 on bbbombers.com.
Looking for great value? Subway restaurants have it. Make your everyday value sub a fresh value meal for only $5. Choose from one of many tasty subs. Veggie Delight, Meatball Marinara, Black Forest Ham, Spicy Italian, Cold Cut Combo, or BLT. Add chips and a 21-ounce drink to make it a fresh value meal for only $5. At Subway restaurants, we believe everyone can use great value. That's why we have the everyday value menu. For a limited time only, additional charge for extras excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
Spice things up with the Subway featured $5 footlong of August, the Buffalo Chicken, an all-time favorite with tender chicken, boldacious buffalo sauce, and creamy ranch on flatbread or your favorite freshly baked bread. This August, it's joining our many everyday $5 footlongs. So get the Buffalo Chicken as a $5 footlong while you can. The Spice-alicious Buffalo Chicken, featured $5 footlong of August only. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus special tax, limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher and less than 1 additional purchase.
6:38 at Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
The brutal heat and dry weather continues across the area until the start of the weekend. High pressure is going to remain in control of our pattern, and I see no signs that anything's going to be changing across the area anytime soon. All that sunshine today will push temperatures up to 105. It's clear tonight, 75 to 80. We have mostly sunny weather forecasts for tomorrow. highs 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80, sunny and 100 to 105 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie basketball team continues workouts. They're leaving Monday for Europe for that 10-day tour. We will talk about that and hear from Coach Billy Kennedy. We'll also talk about the death of Bubba Smith, the former NFL great with the Baltimore Colts, also played for the Houston Oilers for a time also. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So I don't know if you've heard the president's birthday
today
is today. Later on in the show, a list of other people who already are or turned 50 this year just to make you feel older. But because the big birthday celebration is going on in Chicago, there have to be any number of ways to celebrate the birthday. And apparently folks have come up with Obama birthday games, birthday party games on Twitter. Among them would be Red Rover, send your paycheck right over.
Mm.
Kind of like that. Pin the tax on the wealthy. Are you smarter than a congressman? Pin the blame on Bush. The debt balloon
toss. Been doing
that for a long time.
4 or 5 years now.
The debt balloon toss. Angry words with friends. Spin the blame. Pop goes the economy. Tax, you're it. Ooh, kind of like that. Tax, mm-hmm. you're it. How about Biden go seek?
I like that.
Shoots and liars. And one of my favorites, duck, duck, responsibility. So, games for the president's birthday party. I'm sure they'll be playing in the Windy City.
Yeah. Did you say pin the tail on the speaker?
I didn't know. No, I was pin the tail on, pin the blame on Bush.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the president blew off a little steam yesterday, went out and had some fast food, did about a 1,700-calorie
where
comfort food thing called the Good Stuff Eatery on Capitol Hill.
Oh. Okay.
Had an Obama burger. I don't know what that is.
Well, ain't it about time he had for the vacation?
Well, no.
Martha's Vineyard
No. He had his Obama burger, a toasted marshmallow shake, an order of fries. Then he got on the plane and headed to Chicago.
A toasted marshmallow shake.
I don't know.
Oh, I guess just the marshmallows were toasted.
It's the flavor.
Not the whole shake.
That's the flavor.
Of toasted marshmallows. Right. Anyway, but he had a little fundraiser last night. I know that's a shock. And he said, quote, over the next several months, I hope that Congress is focused on what the American people are focused on. We knew the road ahead was going to be difficult. You did not elect me to duck the tough issues. You elected me, President, to do the big things. It doesn't matter how tough a week I've had in Washington. I've got you. You've got me. You've got my back.
Did they play Sonny and Cher after he said it?
That's you know, that'll play in Chicago. But there are a whole bunch of other places that ain't going to play anymore. Sorry. He may feel like he's in some comfort zone. And again, by the way, Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson. Is Alan Simpson like 207?
Something like that.
I mean, he sounded old a long time ago. Anyway, these are the guys who were the co-chairs of the National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility. Remember, they put that together. They basically said what we knew, and that was that this $2.1 trillion reduction is about half of what the country needs to do.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we're doing well there. Gallup poll that was taken hours after the debt compromise law found that people disapproved of the deal, 46 to 39. What's pretty interesting is that really, I mean, the vast majority of folks don't know jack about this deal. I mean, they know nothing about it. What they're probably responding to is the way that the politicians behaved. I mean, just that whole theater politic that we had to put up with. Now, in an odd twist, though most political wonks say Tea Party members in Congress were the big winners in the deal, the poll found that supporters of the Tea Party are among those who are most unhappy with the outcome. I say good. I think that's great. Because if the Tea Party thinks this was not enough, it means they're going to go back for more next time. So, more power to you. 22% of the Tea Party supporters like the deal, 26% of the Republicans, and 58% of the Democrats. So, got that going on for you. Now, we're going to hear more and more about this commission. You know, they're going to put together this bipartisan committee of politicians, six Republicans and six Democrats. And I'm not going to go into it because it's a real hassle, but the deadline now, the new drop-dead thing, is also the same date that the Bush tax cuts expire. So that means we'd be got the $4 trillion in debt, and then we got the Bush tax cuts going away, both on the same day. So tell me that the taxes are not going to be going up on us. Tell me how we can get through it without a little tax increase.
Who decides these dates?
You know, I guess whoever wrote the, you know, I mean, and that's, this goes back to the days when Chet Edwards was our congressman. The reason it's difficult to read any bill, on page 49 of the debt ceiling, it says, quote, on January the 2nd, 2013, for the fiscal year 2013, OMB shall calculate and the president shall order a sequestration effective upon usage and under the procedures as set forth in section 253F.
Oh, well, huh? That makes perfect sense.
Exactly. That's
why didn't you say so?
Yeah, I'm not trying to defend our elected members. Maybe they need to write them a little more plainly, but
part no, of because it, then because then, you know, commoners like me might figure out what's going
that's
on.
That's right, and we wouldn't want this. Now, we talk about hyperbole and how that is just the common language now in D.C.
Scott, you're going off the deep end again. You're going to kill us all with your words.
One more time, yeah. From CNN yesterday, okay, Martin Bashir is talking to a psychologist, and the discussion had to do with the Tea Party movement. And, you know, progressives especially are angry at the Tea Party. But they talked to this psychologist and addiction expert named Stanton Peel. When asked to evaluate Tea Party members, Stanton Steele said in part, quote, they are adamant about achieving something that's unachievable, which reminds us of a couple of things. It reminds us of delusion and psychosis. So if you're a member of the Tea Party, this guy has just told you that you're delusional and possibly
psychotic. Good.
Well, why is it unachievable, Stanton? Can you tell me that? You know, really? We can't do this because we've never done it before. That's enough reason. Let's see what else.
Yeah, I think the board of directors at Kodak might have something to say about, you know, being afraid to do something because you've never done it before.
Yeah, because you mean of what's left of Kodak?
Yeah, exactly.
John Boehner pretty much had been laying low, but Eric Cantor taking the opportunity to hop right into the spotlight yesterday in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. He said, quote, the president has not run a business or created jobs and has proven himself ill-suited to put the economy back on track. I think, frankly, he is in over his head as to what to do about this economy. Well, there you go then. End quote. That's Eric Cantor. All right, 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Are you looking for a little shade from the hot Texas summer sun? I'll bet you are by this time and this summer especially. But not all shade trees are created equal, nor do they give equal amounts of shade. There are some big differences. You need to choose a quality tree. Fall is the best time for planting new shade trees. We're going to talk about all manners of shade as you plan for those plantings. I'll be back with details right after this message. I'd like to invite you to go to my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. We've put a lot of information on our website, including, for example, my 100 most asked questions. There is a pretty good chance that a question you might have is answered on those pages, so I hope you'll click through to that. You'll find out about my fertilizers and potting soil, Neil Sperry's Texas Best Fertilizers, and Neil Sperry's Texas Best Premium Potting Soil. You'll find podcasts from my radio program. You'll find a lot of information, special offers, all kinds of great things. In fact, one of the things you'll find is coping with the Texas weather, and that's always important to you. It's neilsperry.com. Remember, you can sign up there for our free electronic newsletter, Neil Sperry's e-gardens in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage. You can also direct link right to Facebook. neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY, neilsperry.com. If you're thinking about a new shade tree this fall, start with a high-quality species. There's no point in investing in a tree that's going to live a short and hard life.
Fast growth alone is a very poor criterion in choosing a new shade tree, as every one of the fast-growing trees has one or more fatal flaws. All of them will become problem children soon after they reach maturity, if not before. You can plan on having fast-growing trees with you for 10 or 15 years. Quality trees, couple hundred years. That's enough for me. You want to buy from a reputable nurseryman. You want to find somebody who has experience in recommending trees for special situations. Look for someone who will be there years down the road should you run into problems and need expert help. If you're planting a new landscape, you can do very well with container-grown trees in 10 or 20 or 30-gallon pots. That's my preferred way to plant them. They'll have all of their roots intact, so they'll never know they've been moved. However, container-grown trees have been grown in lightweight potting soils, and they tend to dry out much more quickly than the native soil around them. If you buy a container-grown shade tree, plan to hand water it a couple of times weekly for the first growing season until it grows roots into the adjacent soil. Wrap your new tree to protect its foliage from roadway wind when you take it home. Now, you simply can't drive slowly enough without it. Don't even try. Even the old foliage that's been out there all summer will burn badly at highway winds. You can't drive slowly enough. If, on the other hand, you're planting into a mature garden and you want a more immediate impact from your new tree, you may want to spend more for a larger, bold, and burlap specimen. While it may sit in place a couple of years getting itself readjusted before resuming its normal growth, this larger tree will add character to its part of the garden starting the day that it's planted. We have some great trees in Texas. Your best bet is to get into an independent retail garden center and talk to them about what tree would be best for what I need. You need to go with quality. You need to say, is there anything I need to know about this tree? Any wheels that might come off? Oh, and you know one other thing that we ought to mention, and that is look at the power lines nearby and think about the utilities in the ground. Plan before you plant. I'm Neil Sperry. Variegated ground covers in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports, and it's brought to you, of course, by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Brian, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, we all know about the good Aggie receivers that are returning, like the great one, Jeff Fuller, as well as Ryan Swope, Easy Wachiku. But the one guy who has impressed quarterback Ryan Tannehill with his work ethic in the spring was sophomore Nate Askew. And didn't catch a pass last year. He did return one punt for 23 yards. This year, Tannehill figures Askew will be a good target when Fuller has to take a blow from the game.
I think Nate Askew's had a great summer. You know, a lot of our receivers have had great summers, you know, gotten a lot better, but I think Nate Askew's a guy that has been there almost every session, you know, is working hard on his timing, running hard, and you know, he's a big guy like Jeff Fuller. You know, he's 6'4", 220 pounds. I think he ran like a 10-2 in high school, so he's a fast guy that can get down the field. And I'm really excited to have him, you know, as a guy that can come in when Jeff gets a little gassed.
Aggies and SMU kick off 5 weeks from Sunday at Kyle Field. Of course, we'll have all the games of the Aggies right here for you on 1620. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers made a successful return to the Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark last night with a 5-2 win over the Alexandria Aces, but chances to make the playoffs are dwindling down. It was just the Bombers' ninth win of the second half, and there's just 7 games left to play. The Bombers are back home tonight with the Aces, and then home Friday and Saturday with the Acadiana Cane Cutters. And next week, they'll be at the Pump Jacks Monday and Tuesday and finish the regular season at home Wednesday and Thursday with Victoria. Bad news for the Texas Rangers. Bad news is that they are officially in a slump of sorts now. Their 5-4 loss to the Central Division leading Detroit Tigers last night was the Rangers' 6th loss in 8 games in their third straight. Since that 12-game winning streak ended on July the 20th, they're 5-9. The good news is the LA Angels also lost last night, so Texas keeps their slim 1-game lead in the American League West. The Rangers Rangers are coming home for six games after they finish with Detroit this afternoon. Fortunately, the Angels right now are the only team the Rangers have to worry about. Third place Oakland is 12 games back. The Rangers and the Angels will play 10 more times this season. Houston Astros beat the Reds 5-4 and won that three-game series 2-1. Houston off today, and they'll bring Milwaukee to Minute Maid for the weekend. Speaking of Oakland, their shortstop Cliff Pennington, of course, is a former Aggie great, and his 15-game hitting streak ended last Monday when he had to leave a game because of the effects of Bell's palsy. He had been diagnosed with the nerve disorder earlier that day. Bell's palsy is usually temporary and causes paralysis of one side of the face and the inability to close or blink the eye on that side. It can last anywhere from days to even up to a year, depending on the severity of the nerve damage. Pennington is said to be improved and is expected back in the lineup tomorrow for the A's. The Aggie basketball team will be packing their bags for Europe this weekend as they leave Monday for their 4-game, 10-day tour that'll take them to Switzerland and France. They have the benefit of 10 practices to get ready for the tour, certainly an invaluable chance for the team and Coach Billy Kennedy and his staff to bond and learn about each other.
It's good from a relationship standpoint. I'm getting to know these guys. I'm getting to know how we want to play. It's real beneficial going into the fall. It's a little hectic right now with recruiting and other things going on, but it's been good to get to know these players.
How would you kind of just rate your first practice with them? I know you were kind of running the show yourself because your assistants were out.
Yeah, it was really good because the energy was good, the attitude's good. We got a good group of kids. They want to win, they want to learn, and really like the attitude of our team, especially the first day.
And finally, former NFL defensive star Bubba Smith, who found a successful second career as an actor, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 66. No cause of death has been given. And that's your look at sports. Your first one, we'll have more next hour for Atkinson Toyota. Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you remember the best times we ever had? They always happen in the summertime. So dive into these sunny days. We can laugh, we can play, we can make lots of memories.
Stay right where you play at Schlitterbahn Water Park Resort in New Braunfels. Schlitterbahn Resort has great overnight accommodations, and you're never more than a few steps away from the world's best water park. Make your reservations online today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for you. Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes, not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jim Lewis, owner of Village Foods and the Galleria Village office building. If you love this community as much as I do, then you want to see it grow and prosper. By shopping in town, you greatly help the BCS by keeping jobs here. At Village Foods and the Galleria Village, we employ 92 of your friends and neighbors. We also work with lots of local businesses, so by shopping in town, you're actually helping keep the whole community employed. Before you shop out of town, remember to shop locally. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. Not much difference, 107 is going to be the air temperature, the heat index obviously higher than that. Kind of windy at night, which will dry things off. About 80 for our low temperature tonight, and we'll continue that pattern all the way through Monday. It's 80 right now. In the news.
Increasing power demand means rolling...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Emily could cause more misery in Haiti, where more than a half million are still homeless from last year's earthquake.
Maximum sustained winds are holding at about 50 miles per hour.
And Dennis Feldkin of the National Hurricane Center says the tropical storm could dump a foot or more of rain on Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and Emily could hit Florida or brush by this weekend.
We want to avoid that last-minute rush to the home improvement stores and the grocery stores and the gas stations, so if they haven't done it yet, now's the time to do it.
Miami-Dade County Emergency Management Director Curtis Summerhoff. The government's still looking for the direct source of the salmonella outbreak that killed one and sickened 76 others. Meatmaker Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey. Two NATO soldiers are dead in Afghanistan, one killed by insurgents, the other shot by someone wearing an Afghan police uniform. Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld needs to defend himself in court. A veteran is suing him. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson details it live in Washington.
Dave, the vet was a translator for the Marines in Iraq, accused but never charged with helping insurgents. He says he was abducted by U.S. forces, held incommunicado, and tortured. The unnamed vet is suing Rumsfeld personally, and a judge now says that suit may proceed. The vet says that Rumsfeld personally approved interrogation techniques on a case-by-case basis and controlled his detention, which ended without explanation in 2006, Dave.
Rich, GM keeps making money after the bailout and bankruptcy profit nearly doubled last quarter to $2.5 billion, driven by higher sales here and overseas. It's a big day for President Obama.
Happy birthday.
The big 5-0. Jennifer Hudson serenading him at a big 50th birthday bash in Chicago, a fundraiser up to $35,000 a person. The president joked AARP will now call him.
Asking me to call President Obama and tell him to protect Medicare.
This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are dropping? It's true. You could get rates as low as 2.625%, 3.1% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $301 a month. That's over $3,600 a year. Hey, in the time it's taken me to tell you all this, you could have called LendingTree. Don't wait for rates to climb. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Having a swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for the whole family. And adding a swimming pool to your backyard is an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 26 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool that's within your budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Call the Pool Guy today at 575-6200.
The Aggie women won the national championship. The Aggie men made a sixth consecutive trip to the NCAA tournament. Prepare yourself now for another Aggie basketball experience at Reed Arena. Reserve your seats now by calling toll-free 1-888-99-AGGIE, the local number 845-2311, or go to AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. Aggie basketball. An experience that will last a lifetime.
Have you talked to a friend that's had a for sale sign in their yard for, okay, longer than they ever thought they would have to have one? Granted, the housing market may be down according to some, but depending on who your realtor is, that can make all the difference. You don't want to see dust collecting on that for sale sign in your front yard, and that's not going to happen if you use Zweiker and Associates. Why? Because they're going to work with you to make sure that your home stands out above the rest. If you have not checked out ZARealEstate.com, please do so before you put your home on the market, before you choose your realtor. Find out what Zweiker and Associates does for their clients. Professional photography, virtual tours, 360-degree virtual tours to put the potential buyer right in your home. Snappy, crystal clear photography done by a professional photographer to make your home stand out. Check them out online, ZARealEstate.com. Zweiker and Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at bcins.net.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. And if you're looking for that perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, well, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. You save up to 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are more than 300 styles available from six different builders. All are handcrafted pieces made with solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details to ensure quality that'll give you years of enjoyment. You can pick from their huge selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want it in any size, shape, or finish. So hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving and save up to 10% during this Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
WTAW News Time, 7:07, 78 degrees right now at the studios. Well over 100 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Preliminary investigation shows Tuesday's fire that destroyed parts of two Bryan townhome complexes was not caused by arson. The Bryan Fire Marshal's office says they are still looking at the cause. They say what actually led to the fire may never be known, but it was not intentionally set. Several units at the Old Oaks and Oak Garden complexes were destroyed. Others were heavily damaged. Two Bryan firefighters suffered minor injuries, but all residents were safely evacuated. A Calvert man is headed to prison for 13 years after pleading guilty to seriously injuring his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter. 26-year-old Brandon Dion Stewart was arrested in April 2010 for the attack on the toddler while he babysat her in Bryan. Investigators say Stewart held the girl in a bathtub full of scalding water, causing severe burns. The girl's mother returned home to find a note saying the girl had turned on the hot water herself, but doctors later ruled her injuries were inconsistent with that account. Stewart pleaded guilty to 2 felony charges and was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Excessive heat is in the forecast again today, meaning another day of record power consumption and a step closer, possibly, to rolling blackouts.
ERCOT issued a Stage 1 alert yesterday after setting a record for power demand. Kent Sadoff with ERCOT says they will most likely hit Stage 2 sometime today.
We will drop the interruptible loads that sign up to be dropped in these circumstances. That would decrease our load by about 1,000 megawatts.
He says then the question is, will they hit Stage 3, which would trigger the rolling blackouts? He says even if the temperature dropped just a couple of degrees, it would help lessen demand. Today's power demand is expected to exceed 68,000 megawatts. Austin York, TSN News.
The new school year hasn't started yet, but the Bryan School Board is already thinking about a year from now. New Superintendent Tommy Wallace has asked for a review of the district's reduction in force policy.
And I want to make for sure a year in advance that I understand the RIF policy, that the board understands what the RIF policy is. Is this the steps that they want to take? And so it's just a proactive measure. I hope it doesn't come to that. I think we can do it without a RIF, but this is just a situation where we want to be way ahead of the curveball and not be find ourselves in March or April and go, oh my gosh, we've got to go through a RIF process and we don't like our policy.
Wallace says action on this year's BISD budget will be considered August 15th. Governor Rick Perry has ordered the creation of a new collaborative online university. Perry signed an executive order Wednesday that initiates the Western Governors University Texas, a subsidiary of the nonprofit Western Governors University. Perry's order instructs state agencies to cooperate in establishment of WGU Texas. The online university mainly serves working adults and offers degrees in business, information technology, education, and the health professions. Cuts to government spending will likely trickle down to the municipal level after federal lawmakers finally worked out a deal this week to raise the nation's debt ceiling. One area of concern for the city of Bryan is its community block development grant program.
If those cuts are mandated, then we'll find ways to pick up the slack, so to speak. You've got a lot of private groups in town that are looking at affordable housing opportunities, a lot of landlords that are looking at programs to improve their properties and providing affordable housing opportunities. And so, as those cuts occur, we will react at the city level and find ways to continue offering those services for all our citizens.
Mayor Jason Byinski says, among other things, CBDG funds help residents with housing assistance and utility bills. And the United Way of the Brazos Valley is looking for volunteers to assist in the upcoming fundraising campaign. Lori Garrett says they need what they call loaned executives.
And these are individuals who work at other businesses. They might do volunteer work in the community, but they're individuals that come and help United Way get campaigns organized through the different companies that we work with. It's about a 2-hour a week commitment, again, September through November to do this.
There are two training dates, August 11th and 18th. You can contact the United Way offices for more information. WTAW News Time, 7:11, 78 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Ladies, get something for your truck, get something for yourself at Texas Truck Riggins, all under one roof, as a matter of fact, for quite a while now. Texas Truck Riggins, kind of right there in the middle of the store, has a place where you can kind of browse for shoes or purses or certain kinds of apparel. Or, if you want to get a gift certificate for a friend, you could do that because those are available at Texas Truck Riggins. And you can do that at the same time that you're getting your ranch hand grill guard or your bumper or your toolbox or your spray-in bed liner put in there. Or while you're getting a diesel performance chip if you're riding a diesel or a headache rack. Guys, you can get all those things too. I mean, if you want to get a gift certificate for your lady while you're having your truck worked on, Texas Truck Riggins does it. It's kind of like one-stop shopping for your truck. I say truck, SUVs too, because they've got things there. But whether it's purses, shoes, apparel, gift certificate, or things for your truck, all of that, one roof. Texas Truck Riggins, and, they've been voted best of the Brazos for 8 straight years. Stop in and see them at 2711 South College Avenue. That's Texas Truck Riggins.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at bcins.net.
713, News Talk 1620, WTAW, doing some weather. It's brought to you by College Station Medical Center. The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go, go to csmedcenter.com for more information.
The brutal heat and dry weather continues across the area until the start of the weekend. High pressure is going to remain in control of our pattern, and I see no signs that anything's going to be changing across the area anytime soon. All that sunshine today will push temperatures up to 105. It's clear tonight, 75 to 80. We have mostly sunny weather forecasts for tomorrow, highs 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80, sunny and 100 to 105 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Some Big 12 teams are starting their preseason practices today. The Aggies won't start until Tuesday, getting ready for their start on September the 4th against SMU. We'll talk about that, some Aggie basketball news. The Rangers lose, but the Bombers win. All that and more coming up in sports.
Hey, it's going to be hot today, guys. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
I heard it right here on the Infomaniac.
That's right. Yeah, that's going to be.
I believe Rob referred to it as brutal.
Brutal, as a matter of fact. And hey,
all right,
we need to invite him down here so he can act. I mean, talking about brutal and being in brutal is two different things.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that. I was outside last night about 10 o'clock when it was still 94 degrees, and you know, we don't. We kind of are better acclimated to it in that we live in this world, but, you know, those folks up in Minnesota and North Dakota and all that, they've been getting this stuff, too. It's been...
Yeah, and they don't have air conditioning
up
there.
Some of them don't, yeah.
Yeah, well,
we, on the other hand, have air conditioning, many of us.
Right.
That's a neat deal. But, again, we're an awfully big state. There's a whole bunch of us, and that's why Chase has got the stories this morning about the possibility... Not happening yet, but there's a possibility of rolling blackouts. And if that happens, probably be nice to be out ahead of that. Dan Wilkerson's going to join us in about an hour. He's the general manager of BTU. He knows about as much about power as anybody in this town, so I appreciate him being with us. And he'll chat
kind of
with
a powerful guy.
Yeah, so. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah,
he'll chat with us about maybe how we can prepare to just
or
in
prevent.
Case. Or prevent, just in case it happens. Because if you'll recall the last time they went through, it's at least inconvenient, can be maddening, and we'll just see what we can do about that.
Well, I don't run my washer and dryer between, what, 10 and 7?
No, it's 3 and 7.
3 and 7.
But if you want to extend your hours to 10, that's fine.
Well,
that way some of the rest of us can.
Yeah.
Well, no, well, I do. I do mine at night.
Okay, there you go. Uh-huh. As long as it's after 7. Mm-hmm. So, don't we all know that the cost of getting a college education is going up? And you know, a lot of folks get out of school and they've got those college loans to pay off.
Yeah, they do.
And you know, how are you going to pay those off? And there's much discussion about that. You know, does that job pay you enough to be able to start your business or start your life as a college graduate and pay off those college loans? If only there were a way that you could pay off those debts. And comes now Sue Rabbit Roth. That's her name. Sue Rabbit Roth.
Mm-hmm.
She is a professor at some university in Scotland. I don't think it's called some university. It's just I don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah, Scotland Tech.
Scotland State.
Scotland State Tech University.
Right. Yeah.
She suggested students could sell their kidneys.
They're home of the Highlanders.
That's right. University of
Scotland. Really?
Did you hear what I just said there? Yeah.
Really? No, I heard what you said.
Because that could pay off tens of thousands of dollars in university debt. She believes that making it legal to sell the body part would boost the number of organs available to save lives and help the students who are struggling with their money problems.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we'll pay off your visa. Just give me your kidney. Not surprisingly, the National Union of Students, that's NUS, in Scotland, described the idea as ludicrous and said students should not be expected to lose a body part to pay for their education. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Can you put a kidney on Craigslist? I mean, is that against the rules?
Yes, it is.
You can't do that. Okay.
Can't put body parts on Craigslist.
On Craigslist, yeah.
When we told you it was going to cost an arm and a leg, you thought we were joking.
That's right. It's the truth. Oh, man. I wonder if she's tenured.
Let's see how that works out. Recruiters for federal agencies like the National Security Agency, this may be a way for pay for your education, and the Department of Defense have descended this week on DEF CON, that's the annual computer hacker convention in Las Vegas. They are looking.
Do they publicize this? This seems like something you'd probably want to keep underground.
What?
Your computer hackers convention.
Yeah, well, they, I don't know, apparently not.
Well, if you remember, that's basically who the brain trust was that formed Apple, was just a bunch of renegades who, you know, like to go in there and tweak with the man for the time. Mm-hmm. But actually,
they have more money than the government.
Yes, they do. NSA and DOD actually they're looking for cyber warriors.
Recruiting.
They really do want to find some people who have hacking talent, so to speak. DEF CON founder Jeff Moss, who is a member of the Department of Homeland Security's Advisory Council, said the hacker skill set is key to security. While the country's intelligence computers are considered generally secure, until they're not.
Generally secure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a nice vagary.
Gosh, we thought they were secure. But a number of high-profile cyber attacks, of course, have hit the Pentagon and other major defense contractors. And I guess the story that was coming out yesterday was they're thinking it's pretty much China that's doing that. On a related note, McAfee says that it has uncovered evidence of more than 70 government and private organizations. Wait, let's see. It said, generally secure. Yeah. Except for the 70 cases of government and private organizations that have been hacked, and they are saying that China is the one who's doing it. Targets included the Associated Press, the International Olympic Committee, and the Department of Energy. They don't have any hard and fast proof, I guess.
I have a stupid question. What was the one you said the Department of Energy, International Olympic Committee, and what was the third one?
And the third, AP.
The very first one.
AP.
What? Why would you, I mean, other than just accomplishment, why would you want to hack the IOC?
I don't know.
What do they have that's so important? I mean, if that came from China, you just had the last Olympics.
Yeah, what do you want? You want another one? You want two in a row? Is that what you're looking for here? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. Other than, as you say, the accomplishment, this is what we were able to do. And again, maybe to point up a true shortcoming there. Hey, while we were talking about the weather just a minute ago, and what did we say? Dallas is 30, almost 35 straight days.
Yeah,
temps
it's
over 100.
A bunch.
Also, they released probably what we knew yesterday, official numbers. The number of tornadoes in April, 753, far more than the previous record, which had been set back in May of the year 2003. Among those storms, the outbreak that killed 300 people in the South and the Midwest, making it a record for the highest tornado deaths since 1950. Where are the global warming people on this? Why are we not hearing from them?
What would their angle be?
Well, it's true. Look at this, 33 straight days of temps over 100 degrees in Dallas.
Well, but see, they've broadened the umbrella because now it's climate change.
Climate change.
Because
right.
That way you can talk about extremes because... Yeah. You know, it's easy to talk about global warming when it's going to be 108 today.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to talk about global warming when we're canceling school in February because of ice on the ground.
Yeah, and they couldn't then.
Or they're talking about, you know, 6 inches of snow in May in New York City.
The global warming hearings are canceled in New York because of snow.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what happened.
From the Department of Irony.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But what you do is you expand the umbrella to call it climate change. That way, when it's 70 on Christmas, but it's 40 in March, well, you know, that's just climate change is what it is.
But, I mean, should we at least have a news release going, told you? I mean, and
yeah, they don't exactly seem to be the type to start exercising humility all of a sudden.
No, true. All right, see how you feel about this one. A lot of job applicants are subject to a drug test as part of hiring. How do you feel about similar tests for all high school students? The New York state lawmakers are looking at this. One of them has introduced a bill that would require the parents of high school students to give their children annual drug tests. Under the proposal, parents would administer the test.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Sign a statement. Oh yeah. That it was performed and that they've seen the results. This would be required to reveal whatever those problems might be. Now, You thought that Texas was stupid to try to come up with this, what was it, steroid testing, right?
Right, right, that I think caught one last year.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep it.
Yeah.
That did not get cut from the budget.
No,
you'll
no,
be happy to know.
That's still there. I'm glad to see that. And again, we know that there are so many parents in urban areas in New York who care about their children, whether or not they're on drugs, making sure that...
Or going to school.
Yeah, making sure they
safely... Or having
safely,
other children.
They safely get to school every day. I heard what you said. And now they're going to ask those... And by the way, they'll say, I would gladly give my child a drug test, but I can't afford it. Oh, well, if that's the case, let us go ahead and buy those for you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that for you. We'll buy a drug... I mean, this is for every high school student in the state of New York. Every one of them, without exception. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't mind if they give all the kids drug tests at school as long as they do the same for all the welfare and food stamp recipients.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
And now you've gone to meddling.
And again, those areas might cross. Those areas might cross in what we're talking about here.
Scott, now right you're here. Stereotyping.
I know, that's a terrible thing. No, I said they might cross, not that they definitely did. Hello.
I was just wondering who is going to be administering the drug test to the parents.
Oh, now, you must trust the parents, sir. That's the problem. You must trust
the
parents.
It's as if the legislators in New York didn't realize the Pandora's box they were opening up with this. That if we're gonna test the, because are these just public school students or
you can't do just public school. That would be discriminatory, wouldn't it?
Well, but can you mandate that private schools? I mean, if it's a private school,
I'm not
but either
sure.
way, yeah. if you're gonna do that with the kiddos, then it's just as fair for a taxpayer to say, okay, if we're going to foot the bill for this, then let's go ahead and test the ones that are on all those forms of public assistance.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I don't know that they shouldn't be doing that just anywhere. If you want to just, let's throw the blanket over that one, okay? And you know, that's been out there before.
Oh, I don't disagree, but I'm saying that's your first step,
sure.
right there.
I think that'd be interesting. That's why, again, interesting law, it'll never see the light of day. 724. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. It's not like I'm telling you anything. The high temperature today is going to be 107. Heat index around 110 or 112. About 79 for our low temperature tonight. We're going to continue that pattern all the way through Wednesday as it stands right now. Monday. As it stands right now, we may go beyond that, but that's all we can see. Humidity now is 85%. The winds are calm. We have fair skies. It's cooled down to a chilly 78 out there.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A meeting with Democrats and Vice President Joe Bitemy say that Biden agreed with Representative Mike Doyle of Pennsylvania, who said this about Republicans in Congress. We've negotiated with terrorists. His small group of terrorists have made it impossible to spend any money. Biden is reported to have replied, they've acted like terrorists. Biden also accused Republicans of putting guns to Democrats' heads during the negotiations. Now, Bitemy has since denied it. Normally, I just dismiss this hateful rhetoric, but for a change, let's examine the claim that Republicans acted like terrorists. We know Al-Qaeda attacked the World Trade Center in order to bring down the American economy. So which party's policies are killing our economy? Tax and spend Democrats or fiscally conservative Republicans? Little hint, Obama's out-of-control spending led to this crisis. Terrorists strap suicide bombs on the young in support of their ideology. Which political party advocates killing babies to further their ideology? That would be the Democrats. Terrorists blame America and Israel for all the world's problems, from instability in the Mideast to global warming. Which political party routinely blames America and tries to push Israel into making bad deals with hostile nations? Republicans or Obama and his Democrats? So, Vice President Bitemy, if you want to compare the behavior of somebody to terrorists, grab your boss, Grab your party teammates, stand in front of a mirror, grab your own behinds, you idiot.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are dropping? It's true. You could get rates as low as 2.625%, 3.1% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $301 a month. That's over $3,600 a year. Hey, in the time it's taken me to tell you all this, you could have called LendingTree. Don't wait for rates to climb. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTNW News Time is 7:30, 78 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine hot today with a high of well over 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Arson has been ruled out as a cause in Tuesday's four-alarm fire that destroyed portions of two townhome complexes in Bryan. Investigators say they're looking at multiple possibilities, but they have ruled out any intentional cause. The fire destroyed several units at the Old Oaks and Oak Garden complexes and heavily damaged others. All residents were safely evacuated. Two Bryan firefighters suffered minor injuries. 13 years in prison is the sentence for a Robertson County man accused of seriously injuring his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter at the woman's Bryan home. 26-year-old Brandon Dion Stewart of Calvert pleaded guilty Wednesday to two felony charges and was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Stewart will get credit for time served since his arrest in April 2010. The girl's mother came home to find a note from Stewart saying the girl turned on the hot water while in the bathtub, but doctors disagreed, saying the girl's severe burns were inconsistent with Stewart's story. The demand for electricity in Texas has been breaking records day after day, and with an even hotter day in the forecast today, we could get closer to rolling back blackouts.
Kent Sadoff with ERCOT says they will most likely hit stage 2 sometime today, calling on customers that have signed on to be dropped during such circumstances to sign off. He says that would save them about 1,000 megawatts, but wouldn't insure us against stage 3.
If that frequency, we can't maintain that 60 hertz frequency, and it gets below 60 hertz, that's when we get into step 3, and that would be the rolling outages.
He says today's demand is expected to exceed 68,000 megawatts. He says a drop in temperature of even just a degree or two would lessen demand dramatically. Austin York, TSN News.
We'll hear more on the subject coming up in about 30 minutes or so when we talk with BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson live here on WTAW. The Bryan School Board has met 4 times in the past 2 weeks. The budget has been a part of some of those meetings. And new Superintendent Tommy Wallace says projections currently show it taking almost $3 million out of savings to make ends meet this year. Wallace says that's a drastic improvement from just a few months ago.
When I began the interview process, your worst case scenario in Bryan was about $14 million. And so that's a whole lot better. 2.8 than 14 million. So it's a lot better. I think the legislators have worked pretty hard to lower that number. And I think you've got a hybrid. I think you've got the House version and the Senate version. I think both, you've got a hybrid, one year and one the next year. And so I think we're going to be okay.
Trustees have also started reviewing the budget for a year from now, including possible changes to the district's reduction in force policy in case positions have to be eliminated. The spending cuts called for in the debt ceiling plan signed by President Obama this week could have local residents feeling the crunch. Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski says one program in particular could be hit hard.
Well, our community development block grant programs are federally funded through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and we have felt a pinch in the past, and there have been some cutbacks with our CBDG funds that provide affordable housing opportunities for our citizens, provide energy conservation, the many various programs.
Bienski says the city will do its best to pick up the slack as it has in times past. He says private entities and some landlords have also shown a willingness to help out as well. The U.S. Agriculture Department says meat giant Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey linked to a death in California and at least 76 other salmonella illnesses. Illnesses in the outbreak date back to March. It had been reported in 26 states coast to coast. At least 9 cases have been reported in Texas. Government officials say even contaminated ground turkey is still safe to eat if it is cooked to 165 degrees and properly handled before cooking. And United Way of the Brazos Valley is following up on a successful Pace Setter fundraising event with plans to train volunteers to make campaign presentations. United Way's Lori Garrett says there are 2 upcoming training sessions for what they call loaned executives.
Those dates are coming up on August the 11th and August the 18th. You're going out calling on different businesses that might already have United Way campaigns, or we're trying to get campaigns started in those organizations.
The time commitment is 2 hours a week during the campaign from September through November. You can contact the United Way offices for more information. WTAW News Time coming up on 7:35, 78 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Today's local real estate market requires the buyers to be selective, and selectivity is the reason you need RE/MAX Select. RE/MAX Select has move-up buyer specialists who understand how important the timing of the sale of your home is and the purchase of your new one. Our Select agents are trained to make what could be a stressful transaction into a smooth one. Go to RE/MAXSelect.com for more info. And remember, to be selective when picking your agent. Call RE/MAX Select today.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. And if you're looking for that perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, well, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. You save up to 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are more than 300 styles available from 6 different builders. All are handcrafted pieces made with solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details to ensure quality that'll give you years of enjoyment. You can pick from their huge selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want it in any size, shape, or finish. So hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving and save up to 10% during this Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
All right, here's some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure will keep our weather on the warm side again today and right into the weekend, and unfortunately we still are not forecasting any precipitation. Stays all off to our north. Lots of sunshine today. We're close to 105. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs 100 to 105. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. Sunshine Saturday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bombers won at home last night. They'll be back home tonight and the next night and the next night. Only 7 more games left in the regular season. We'll talk about that and, of course, Aggie football and more coming up in sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's Peebo's birthday.
Yeah, it is. You know,
yeah, here we go.
Why are we at work?
Yeah.
And really. One, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Is that the chipmunks?
Yeah, I don't know. It's this. Yeah. Yeah.
Because when we play more than that, we probably have to pay.
Yeah, because that's not in the public domain.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact. So we just did a little bit of that. So, the President of the United States will be 50 years old today.
Yeah.
So, just to make you feel young or old, here's a list of people. Some of them have already turned, some of them haven't, 50 years old
Ooh,
this year.
We're going to do just a competition?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, I don't know, like, you know, because, you know, Tom and I could compete against each other and say yay or nay.
Nah, these are all 50s this year. Just, it's, again, to make you feel either young or old. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Wayne Gretzky, George Stephanopoulos, Eddie Murphy. I would have thought he was 50 already. George Lopez.
He's just been around for a long time.
Yeah, he really is.
When you first heard of Eddie Murphy, he had barely passed 20.
Yeah. George Clooney. Who I thought was over 50, because he's got, you know.
Well, he's not over 50.
He is now. He's 50. He is 50.
He's got the gray thing going.
Yeah,
but that happens to a lot of us.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
And collecting bets.
Yeah. Melissa Etheridge. Michael J. Fox. Boy George.
Sort of.
Toby Keith. Those two have nothing in common. Really.
Yeah, you won't see them on stage together anytime soon. Although it would make for one of those epic awards presentation moments.
Yeah. That would be a great crossroads.
And now, welcome to the stage, Boy George and Toby Keith.
That would be a crossroads, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it, though?
Yeah.
Lasts for about 2 minutes.
Because I could hear Toby
Tonight
Keith
on Crossroads.
Going, do you really want to hurt me?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. He might put a little soul into it.
He could. Now, but
when he starts trying to rock a little Karma Chameleon, I don't know.
But Toby did.
And actually, I want to hear Boy George sing "Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue."
Yeah. Toby is one to poke fun at himself.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Or how about Boy George singing "I Love This Bar"?
Yeah. Should have been a cowboy. Yeah, that's probably might be a little too biographical.
Right. That's probably true. Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, okay, let's see. Later
I like to
on,
ride side yeah,
later on this month, Billy Ray Cypress. Oh, isn't that great? We haven't heard from him in so long.
Did you intentionally call him? Yeah,
of course I did.
I was just making sure before someone called you.
No,
to correct
I know
you.
Who he is. Later on this year, Dan Marino. In fact, Dan and I share a birthday.
Do you?
Yeah, we do.
Golly.
James Gandolfini.
What happened to
that's
you?
That's the only thing you have in common.
That's right. Yeah. James Gandolfini. Scott Baio. Chachi is going to turn 50 this year.
Really?
Yeah.
So far, that's the only one that kind of makes me feel old.
Okay. Heather Locklear and Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan will be 50, so there you are. Hey, you remember that song called Let the Midnight, you remember the song Midnight Special?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
got a line in it, Let the Midnight Special Shine Its Light on Me.
Sure.
You know how that line came about? I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
I'm about to tell you. Lead Belly, remember the blues man Lead Belly?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a song about a train that would shine into the cells of the prison as it was heading into Houston. As the train was heading into Houston. Because if you'll recall, they have announced that they're going to close the central unit lockup in Sugar Land. Going to close it next month. It's 102 years old.
My.
And he wrote that song because that train coming into Houston would shine its light into the cells of this prison in Sugar Land. So there you are. The last 80 inmates being transferred to a different facility, and the land will be put up for lease or sale. So there you are. Always heard that song and wondered what it was about. You know, now you know. You've heard of at-home meth labs? That pretty much happens.
What? Is that a new group? Or what?
No,
it sounds like we're getting into your home help segment.
That's
you know,
it. That's
the
true.
The handyman segment.
Guy in Stockholm.
Coming up next, how to build a home meth lab.
No. A guy in Stockholm has been arrested for trying to split atoms in his kitchen. And it was just a hobby. Richard Handel, said that he tried for months to set up a nuclear reactor at his apartment.
Nuclear
reactor, and even created a small meltdown in his stove. That's when he realized what he was doing might not be legal.
A small meltdown in his stove.
Yeah. What is a small meltdown? So he called the guy, he wrote the government and said, is what I'm doing legal? They went, no, as a matter of fact, it's not. Hello?
You know, I'd really love to hear Boy George saying, I ain't as good as I once was.
Yeah, you know, in some people's opinion.
If he's trying to resurrect his career, we might send him a copy of the Toby Keith songbook, and maybe he could go ahead and do some of those. All right. A new study from American Express reports that parents will buy whatever their kids need, that is, to start school. Really, American Express is talking to people about their kids' needs for school. And to afford it, they will be cutting back on restaurant spending, entertaining, and even their own clothing. The average family of four expects to spend $800 on back-to-school shopping.
Huh.
I know.
Yeah. Wait.
Pretty good, huh?
Family of four total or family with four children?
It says a family of four.
Well, I can tell you what.
Yeah.
Somebody's picking up our slack.
Yeah.
Somebody's picking up our slack.
Somebody's going to go ahead and do $900, $1,000, $1,200.
Because I'm looking at my daughter's closet saying, you don't need anything
this
else.
This is fine. Clothing expected to be the largest expense. Oh, well, this also includes school supplies and shoes.
I know.
Okay, all right.
And I will say this, and I think I'm pretty sure I've shared this on the air before, but the PTO at our elementary school has a genius thing that they do, and that is they come to you, they present it to you in, I want to say, April, early May of the previous school year, and they say, look, you give us a check for this amount, and we will purchase your child's school supplies.
Sure.
And shrink wrap them. We'll get everything that you need, and it costs slightly more, probably, than what the average retail price is of all of the items. And then the overage goes to the PTO. And so it's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And, worth it.
Oh, yeah. I would agree. That's I don't know how many campuses do that, but... Yeah, most of them probably should for that very reason. And then, of course, we have the Stuff the Bus going on right now, Junior League, if you want to participate
next Thursday.
That way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know how some guys will wear – this is after the buying clothes for school segment. Notice how some guys like to wear baggy pants?
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, their wallet hanging on the ground.
Some are professional football players.
Yeah.
Do that at malls.
Yeah, how they hang so low, in fact, that sometimes their underwear is hanging out.
Yeah.
Got a new line of... See, I don't know why this hadn't happened before, but we got a new line of clothes called SAGS.
You mean with...
S-A-G-Z.
The boxers are sewn in.
Yes, sir.
The,
they are built in.
To the jeans.
They are built in. Yeah. New York Daily News says the boxers are attached to the jeans waistband with three levels of snaps, and that way the pants sag naturally. And people can let their jeans sag a little, or they can sag a lot with all that... belt adjusting, just you can do away with that.
I say buy a pair for your boss for Christmas.
Ooh, that would be so cool.
We should get Ben some.
Get Ben some to take to and wear to the next NAB board meeting.
Absolutely.
He would be the talk of the board. There's
yes.
no doubt
yes.
about that.
Not in a good way, but he would be the talk of the board.
Some cities, as you might know, in Florida, Missouri, and Kentucky, and elsewhere, have laws against the saggy jeans look. It can result in a disorderly conduct or indecent exposure charge. Now, but can you still sell them? I mean, can you still sell them even though you can't wear them out of the store, a la a shoe store? Hi, would you like to wear your SAGs out? Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But well, because you know, you can sell alcohol. Just because people drink to excess and cause problems doesn't mean that it's illegal for you to sell alcohol.
Point. That's good. Point. Jerry Lewis, done at the MDA, apparently. The chairman of the MDA, that would be R. Rodney Howell, said that Jerry Lewis will not be appearing at all.
Oh, really?
On this year's telethon.
Not even going to sing the song.
Yeah. They don't take kindly to, slamming American Idol.
Yep. Jerry Lewis is a world-class humanitarian. We are forever grateful to him for his more than half century of generous support and service to MDA. We will not be replacing him as MDA National Chairman. The announcement could have come as a surprise to Jerry since... As recently as last Friday, he was plugging a movie on his life. At the Television Critics Association tour, he said he was going to hold a worldwide press conference after the telethon to announce his plans with MDA. It would seem that yesterday's announcement might put a stop to that.
Sounds like there's a backstory here
that
we're not going to know.
Might well be.
Well, because if he comes out and says, you know, I was going to have this worldwide press conference, and then the honcho at MDA says, nah, he's just done.
Yeah. You want to be able to control the environment of the story. And that way the content is exactly what you would like for it to be.
It's kind of like when a football coach says he's resigning.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Because sometimes that may get a little problematic as time goes on. And some of them just go ahead and fire him with 5 weeks to go before the season.
Yeah, why not?
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
A wedding only takes a few hours, but becoming a blended family is quite a bit more complicated. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. New step-parents have questions like, what role do I play in disciplining my stepkids? Do I make them call me mom? Ron Deal, the founder of Successful Step Families, offers the best advice I've ever come across. He encourages step-parents to be very careful about trying too hard to develop a parent-child relationship. Although step-parents have authority in the home, much like teachers do in the classroom, the affection and connection associated with mom or dad takes a long time to form and, realistically, may never form. Deal recommends that you let the kids set the emotional pace for the relationship. Resist the urge to speed up that relationship building process by buying big gifts or insisting on lots of one-on-one time. Children who are in the midst of adjusting to death or divorce and then remarriage have a lot of mixed feelings and confusions about loyalties and how much to love each adult in their lives. Don't ever try to replace your stepchildren's biological mom or dad or be critical of them. One of the most wonderful things you can do for your stepchildren is to give them permission to love all the adults in their lives. For more tips on thriving as a stepfamily, you'll want to check out successfulstepfamilies.com or visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Not all oil change deals are created equal. Case in point, right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $17.49 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You could end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
One more time, good Thursday afternoon, everybody. Morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's your sports brought to you by Firehouse Subs in the Kohl Center in College Station. It is time for you to meet Firehouse, and it is morning. Aggies will start preseason drills next week, and that indoor practice facility will really, really be welcome this summer. But they'll go indoors plenty also, outdoors too. Recently, our own Scott Clendenin visited with Cyrus Gray about how Coach Mike Sherman's practice philosophy has produced even better results.
How much, as y'all have grown and Coach Sherman has, you know, been the head coach, how much better has it got each summer with your competition and then – how much easier has that made it when y'all get to two-a-days to be ready for the season?
Right. If like, you know, right here with Trent, he know, you know, when we first got here as freshmen, two-a-days was a lot harder. Practice was longer. You know, conditioning was harder. Now, as a team, we're so far ahead that you can handle more things, and you can Coach Kennedy throw different things at us, and we can handle it as a team. And now we're so far ahead. When two-a-days start, we install so much during the spring that maybe we won't have too much to install. We can just focus on getting ready for SMU.
And they'll start practice on Tuesday. Aggs and SMU kick off 5 weeks and 3 days from now. Former NFL defensive star Bubba Smith, who found a successful second career as an actor, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 66. L.A. County Coroner spokesman Ed Winter says that Smith was found dead yesterday in his Baldwin Hills home. Winter says he didn't know the circumstances or the cause of death. Police spokesman Richard French says that the death does not appear to be suspicious, though. Smith spent 5 seasons with the Baltimore Colts, 2 with Oakland and Houston each, and played college ball at Michigan State. As an actor, he played such characters as a police officer in the Police Academy series. The Brazos Valley Bombers made a successful return to the Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark last night with a 5-2 win over the Alexandria Aces, but chances to make the playoffs are dwindling down as it was just their 9th win of the second half of the season, and they've got just 7 games left to play. The Bombers are back home tonight with the Aces and then home Friday and Saturday with the Acadiana Cane Cutters. Next week, they'll be at the Pump Jacks Monday and Tuesday, and then finish at home with the Victoria Generals on Wednesday and Thursday. Major League Baseball plans to interview Alex Rodriguez as it investigates allegations the New York Yankees star took part in illegal celebrity poker games. Major League Baseball said in a statement, "We take this very seriously and have been investigating this matter since the initial allegation. As part of the investigation, the commissioner's office will interview Mr. Rodriguez." Star Magazine reported last month that several people saw A-Rod playing at one of the games hosted at Hollywood hotels and private residences. His spokesman denied that he participated. Major League Baseball said that the report was the first the commissioner's office had heard about the accusation, and baseball officials would look into the matter. The Yankees declined comment. The third baseman was put on the disabled list July the 14th after surgery on his right knee. Well, bad news for the Texas Rangers. They're officially in sort of a slump now. Their 5-4 loss to Central Division Detroit last night was the Rangers' 6th loss in 8 games and their 3rd in a row. Since that 12-game winning streak ended July 20th, they're 5-9. The good news is the Angels also lost last night to Minnesota, so Texas keeps their slim 1-game lead in the American League West, and the Rangers are coming home for 6 games after they finish with Detroit this afternoon. Fortunately, the Angels right now are the only team the Rangers have to worry about, as third place Oakland is 12 games back. The Rangers and the Angels will play 10 more times this season. Astros won. They beat the Reds 5-4 and won that series 2-1. Houston is off today. They'll bring Milwaukee to Minute Maid for the weekend. Aggie basketball team will be packing their bags for Europe this weekend as they leave Monday for their 4-game, 10-day tour that'll take them to Switzerland and France. They will have had the benefit of 10 practices to get ready for this tour. Certainly an invaluable chance for the team and new coach Billy Kennedy and his staff to bond and learn about each other. Kennedy says it'll take a lot of players. Even some freshmen will contribute on this tour.
Especially that we only have 2 freshmen. We've got 2 guys who are going to have to play on this trip because we may only have 10 guys, scholarship guys on this trip, so they're going to get a lot of experience. So it's real beneficial for us, especially in a situation where you've got 2 guys who have got to play.
Good news for A&M, but not so much for Chris Middleton, is that Middleton did not make the USA Basketball World University Games final squad, so Middleton is back in College Station and will travel with the team to Europe. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 756 for the Firehouse Subs in the Kohl Center in College Station. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Blue Bonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Blue Bonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Blue Bonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
You kind of got that utility bill sitting right there on the table, and you don't want to open it up because the number may really startle you. The folks at Intercon want to remind you that they've got some ways that can kind of help you control what that utility bill will be. Energy-efficient windows helps out a lot. Intercon can help you with that. They have different varieties of windows that they install that they'll be more than happy to come out, just take the measurements, get your quotes, no high pressure. The reason there's no high pressure is because Intercon's got tons of satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley. They know they've got a good product at a fair price. Hometown company, they'll install them for you, and they'll be here to back them up. Then also they have solar screens, and you can pick your amount of blockage that you want of the sun, anywhere from 90% down, and that can help to cool the interior of your building or any other open area that you might want to try to control the inside temperature. So a couple of ways for them to help you out. If you're doing a build or a remodel, remember, they're experts at windows and solar screens, just like you look for experts in plumbing or wall coverings or floor coverings. And as you get ready for your home, remember, the folks at Intercon can help you learn more and more about windows. So give Oscar or Brad Beard a call, 823-3639. Find out about energy-efficient windows and also solar screens from Intercon.
Hello, my thirsty friend. What seems to be the problem?
It's so hot, I saw a heat wave and I waved back. I tell you, it's hotter than two goats in a pepper patch. It's so hot, trees are fighting over dogs. I'm so hot!
Don't sweat, my pet. Let Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods frost your mug with a shiver-inducing selection of ice-cold cocktails and frigid fermentations. Everything from frozen mixers to chilled Chardonnays and hundreds of ice-cold beers. How feels the parched poet now?
Specs' vast tundra of chilled choices has turned this steamy sauna into a wintry nirvana. Time to hit the beach and make some sand angels.
You certainly put the zen in frozen. And with Specs' low prices, you'll save enough to buy that above-ground ice skating rink. You're welcome. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. Here you go. The thing that you take into the break room this morning. The mystery of crop circles has been solved. Did you guys know this? I mean, we've seen these for years, and they're spectacular to see.
I thought we'd solved it already. Yeah.
The BBC says that UFOs aren't responsible for those little circular formations in the wheat fields. It's
lawnmowers are.
What? It's wallabies high on opium. Australian researchers
that would have
are
been my second
that,
guess.
Apparently, scientists down under think that the marsupials are eating poppies and they're getting high as a kite, and then they run around like crazy animals in the fields.
Oh, well, tie me wallaby down.
Yeah,
mate.
Once again, it'd be the University of Tasmania.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a miserably rainy day in Haiti and the Dominican Republic, thanks to Tropical Storm Emily.
6 to 12 inches with isolated amounts of 20 inches are possible.
And that could trigger flooding and mudslides as many Haitians remain homeless after last year's big earthquake. Where could Emily go next?
What we're really advising is anyone in South Florida should just pay very, and even Central Florida for that matter, should pay close attention.
But John Cangelosi at the National Hurricane Center says the storm's track is not certain. 400,000 people filed for unemployment last week, almost the same number of first-time jobless claims as the week before. Tomorrow we get the key monthly report. More than 70,000 workers are off the job again today in the FAA funding stalemate in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
Dave, President Obama calls this whole mess a lose-lose situation
that can be easily solved if Congress gets back into town and does its job.
House Republicans say they are doing their job by finding ways to cut spending, like the $16 million in subsidies for airline service to a dozen small U.S. towns. Senate Democrats say Republicans ignored the usual procedures for hashing out issues like that and just jammed it into the funding extension bill, Dave.
Rich, a huge ground turkey recall from meat maker Cargill, 36 million pounds, linked to salmonella that left one dead and 76 others sick. And though the exact source of this outbreak is yet to be found,
Cargill suspending production at its plant in Springdale, Arkansas. Both fresh and frozen ground turkey products from February 20th through August 2nd can be returned for a full refund.
Fox News Radio's Jane Metzler. Eating healthier can be costlier. A University of Washington study says if you follow government recommendations to have more things like fiber, vitamin D, and calcium in your diet, it's more expensive. Just eating more food high in potassium costs more than $380 extra a year. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Not all oil change deals are created equal. Case in point, right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $17.49 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You could end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook. As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
This is Jim Swayze, keeping everybody updated on the latest scores. Half Price Book scores, that is. Jenny and I just came back from Half Price Books. I found all of the Stieg Larsson books I wanted for half price. Score! And four of the Suki Stackhouse series books I hadn't even read yet, and those were half price. Score again! Jenny scored a Thai cookbook, and since she's a teacher headed back to her classroom, she scored on all kinds of things for her kids, including books on their reading list. Yep, another slam dunk at our favorite bookstore. A basket full every time. That is our goal, you know? A fantastic half-price books haul each time we go. You just can't beat the selection that just calls our name. It's a treasure hunt of new and used books, music, movies, and more, with the fun of unexpected surprises on everything. Half-price books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
A math-only learning center is coming soon. Mathnasium helps kids leap ahead in their math class. The core of Mathnasium's method of teaching is the result of 35 years of research. It starts with the basics, but their expertise goes all the way to calculus. They understand there are kids out there that love math and there are kids that don't. Mathnasium is focused on teaching kids in a way that they understand. Mathnasium gets kids engaged and thinking of using different methods, including a healthy dose of fun, so that kids change their attitude about math. Mathnasium teaches your children non-routine problem solving, which is available skills for higher achievers. Make them higher achievers in everything. Send them to Mathnasium and find out about the program. Call 774-2939, 774-2939, or visit the web at Mathnasium, I'll spell it for you, M-A-T-H-N-A-S-I-U-M, Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium makes math make sense.
WTAW News time, 8:06, 80 degrees right now at the studios. Sunshine today, extremely hot once again, well over 100 degrees for a high. Another heat advisory in effect. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Preliminary investigation shows Tuesday's fire that destroyed parts of two Bryan townhome complexes was not caused by arson. The Bryan Fire Marshal's office says they're still looking at the cause. They say what actually led to the fire may never be known, but that it was not intentionally set. Several units at the Old Oaks and Oak Garden complexes were destroyed. Others were heavily damaged. Two Bryan firefighters suffered minor injuries, but all residents were safely evacuated. A Calvert man is headed to prison for 13 years after pleading guilty to seriously injuring his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter. 26-year-old Brandon Dion Stewart was arrested in April 2010 for the attack on the toddler while he babysat her in Bryan. Investigators say Stewart held the girl in a bathtub full of scalding water, causing severe burns. The girl's mother returned home to find a note saying the girl had turned on the hot water herself, but doctors later ruled her injuries were inconsistent with that account. Stewart pleaded guilty to 2 felony charges and was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Excessive heat is in the forecast again today, meaning another day of record power consumption and a step closer to rolling blackouts.
ERCOT issued a Stage 1 alert yesterday after setting a record for power demand. Kent Sadoff with ERCOT says they will most likely hit Stage 2 sometime today.
We will drop the interruptible loads that sign up to be dropped in these circumstances. That would decrease our load by about 1,000 megawatts.
He says then the question is, will they hit Stage 3, which would trigger the rolling blackouts? He says even if the temperature dropped just a couple of degrees, it would help lessen demand. Today's power demand is expected to exceed 68,000 megawatts. Austin York, TSN News.
The new school year hasn't yet started, but the Bryan School Board has already started thinking about a year from now. New Superintendent Tommy Wallace has asked for a review of the district's reduction in force policy.
And I want to make for sure a year in advance that I understand the RIF policy, that the board understands what the RIF policy is. Is this the steps that they want to take? And so it's just a proactive measure. I hope it doesn't come to that. I think we can do it without a RIF, but this is just a situation where we want to be way ahead of the curveball and not find ourselves in March or April and go, oh my gosh, we've got to go through a RIF process and we don't like our policy.
Wallace says action on this year's Bryan ISD budget will be considered August 15th. Governor Rick Perry has ordered the creation of a new collaborative online university. Perry signed an executive order Wednesday that initiates the Western Governors University, Texas, a subsidiary of the nonprofit Western Governors University. Perry's order instructs state agencies to cooperate in establishment of WGU Texas. The online university mainly serves working adults and offers degrees in business, information technology, education, and the health professions. Cuts to government spending will likely trickle down to the municipal level after federal lawmakers finally worked out a deal this week to raise the nation's debt ceiling. One area of concern for the city of Bryan is its community block development grant program.
If those cuts are mandated, then we'll find ways to pick up the slack, so to speak. You've got a lot of private groups in town that are looking at affordable housing opportunities, a lot of landlords that are looking at programs to improve their properties and providing affordable housing opportunities. And so, as those cuts occur, we will react at the city level and find ways to continue offering those services for all our citizens.
Mayor Jason Byinski says, among other things, CBDG funds help residents with housing assistance and utility bills. And the United Way of the Brazos Valley is looking for volunteers to assist in the upcoming fundraising campaign. Laurie Garrett says they need what they call loaned executives.
And these are individuals who work at other businesses. They might do volunteer work in the community, but they're individuals that come and help United Way get campaigns organized through the different companies that we work with. It's about a 2-hour-a-week commitment, again, September through November to do this.
And there are two training dates, August 11th and August 18th. You can contact the United Way office for more information. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 81 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333. Or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hey folks, this is Mike Vivaldi from Pima, Navasota. My kids are always arguing about what's more important to people when they buy a car.
They want to be treated nice. They want a great price.
I tell them, folks want to be treated nice and they want a great price. Like a 2011 Silverado from Team Chevy for $17,469. Or get a 2011 Chevy Cruze that gets 36 miles per gallon for only $159 a month.
Nice price.
That's why folks choose the Team of Navasota. Just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike, Team of Navasota, where you get a nice price.
All right, let's check some weather. It's 8:11. I think we know what it's going to say. But nonetheless, weather's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will keep our weather on the warm side again today and right into the weekend, and unfortunately we still are not forecasting any precipitation. Stays all off to our north. Lots of sunshine today. We're close to 105. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs 100 to 105. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. Sunshine Saturday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, boys, that sounds toasty, doesn't it?
Sounds just wonderful.
Get out your wide whale corduroys and get out your...
wide whale?
Yeah, that's what those are called. You know, when they're not skinny, they're wide whale corduroys.
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was a slam against those wearing them.
No, that's it. That and your, get your flannel shirt out and go
grow
for that.
A full beard.
Yeah. When it comes to energy, I don't think there's anybody in town who knows more than Dan Wilkerson, general manager of BTU. Dan joins us this morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, and thanks for that.
Yeah. Air conditioning working okay there?
It is. We've got them turned up high, though.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, I found something out. I was watching TV the other day, and they said, how many grids are there in America? And they said three. There's an eastern one, a western one, and Texas. Is that about right?
That is correct. Texas is the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, and we only have a couple of direct current ties to the other two big grids, but the Rocky Mountains pretty much separate east and west.
How did it happen that Texas was able to get their own grid?
Well, we didn't just get our own. If you think about the geography of the matter, as you get out to the fringes of West and North Texas, it's pretty hard to carry long transmission lines across a space without a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So we just sort of got isolated from the get-go. And then in the 1930s, when this all came under federal regulation, some pretty smart folks in Texas said, let's keep our own Texas regulations. Let's not go under the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And that's the key now. As long as you don't have ties to the rest of the United States, we're not regulated by them for everything. They do regulate us for a few things.
So we know about blackouts in Texas, but that's back in February, and we were on the other end of the thermometer. It was so cold that we had rolling blackouts. Now we're looking at heat. So first, I guess we need to say if that happens, and it might not, but it might happen. If it does, when would the announcement come that there would be rolling blackouts? What time of day?
My guess would be around 4 o'clock. We've been getting into trouble, starting to get there about 2:45, and we go to, there are three emergency levels, and they tell us that we're in level one about 2:45 to 3 o'clock. And we got to level two just about into it yesterday at 4, and then we never actually quite did the things that you would do in level two, but then we quickly began to repair, and so that would be the time I would expect it.
Okay, so you say repair. Does that mean that you started generating more power to fill in those holes, or where there would be a gap?
We don't really know. Those are market-sensitive pieces of information. What we do know is that there's just not enough generation to cover all the load. We've grown a couple of thousand megawatts more than anybody had projected the peak for this year. We're just at the limit of the generation that's online. It's not the grid itself. It's not transmission. It's generation. And there may always are some units when you have 400 or 500 generating units in the state. There are always some of them that are under repair. Mm-hmm. I use that word really to mean we just got better yesterday. Things began to get better, but okay. I don't know if units came online that they maybe weren't expecting when they told us we were going to level two. Those are market-sensitive pieces of information that only the grid operator knows.
I got you. Dan Wilkerson, the general manager of BTU, joining us this morning. So if you're leaving your house today or maybe tomorrow or the next few days when it continues to be hot and there's a chance that a rolling blackout could happen before you get back home, what do people possibly need to do?
I would say do what you really ought to be doing, and all of us are kind of sloppy and not doing. I'm guilty of it at times. Cut your computer off. You don't need to be wasting another 3 to 5 watts sitting there. It also heats your house up just a little bit more. Bump your thermostat up. There's not too many things that will be hurt by a rolling blackout that a thunderstorm blink doesn't cause as well, but in this heat, all of your equipment is taxed, so it's better not to have anything pushed off and back on if you can help it, and we won't do it unless we just absolutely have to.
Just as an observation based on your expertise, as the Texas population is growing, how is generation growing and changing to meet the needs that we're going to have in the future?
Well, it's a challenge. We just got a rule in July from the EPA, the cross-state rule, they call it, and it was not supposed to be for Texas. At the very last minute, they decided to include us in a rule for sulfur dioxide and nitrous oxide emissions, and they're telling some of our big lignite units up in northeast Texas that they have to be outfitted with equipment that takes 2 years to put in, and the rule starts January 1 of 2012. There's uncertainty more than anything else, uncertainty about what the feds are going to require in some areas, and it's pushing people not to build things. We had four nuclear units trying to be built. I think they've all pulled back now. We don't hear anything. I'm not positive what the corporate stance is, but with the problems in Japan and with the stance we have from the current federal administration, no one wants to build, and it's a pretty scary because we're reaching the limit of our generation this summer. What about next summer and the next after that? We are growing.
The governor's been kicking up quite a fuss about that, hadn't he?
He has.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've heard about. Well, of course, BTU is a power generation unit, so have you been able to make a little bit of money during this time?
I tell you, the BTU customers would be really proud of our employees. We've kept everything running, and you know, Scott, you don't go into the dugout after the eighth inning and talk about a no-hitter, so we really don't want to talk about that much. But we have done really, really well. The market, we have an energy market in ERCOT, which means that when there's scarcity, we go to scarcity pricing. The pricing is tremendously high, $3 per kilowatt hour yesterday for about 2 hours. Compare that to what you're paying at 9 cents. We've been able to generate an excess into that market, and we return every penny of that to the customer in their fuel charge. Really immediately as soon as we get paid. So we're doing really well so far.
That's good news to hear. Dan Wilkerson, the general manager of BTU, joining us this morning. Thanks for the insight, Dan.
Well, thank you guys for getting us on the air and letting folks hear about it. Just remember, really, really hot. When it's hot, nothing works well. Your air conditioner's really having to work hard. Just give it a break and push that thermostat up a degree or two more than you thought you might need to.
Got it. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. 820.
Over 16,000 students in the Brazos Valley are in need of school supplies. On Thursday, August 11th, the Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting our annual
Stop the Bus
School Supply Drive from 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Drop-off locations are at the Brazos Center and HEB Tower Point Market. Help us
Stop the Bus
on August 11th from 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. For more information on
Stop the Bus,
visit jlbcs.org.
820 News Talk 1620 WTAW, and our buddy Ronnie Jackson's in this morning to talk on the radio. How are you today, Mr. Jackson?
Hey, I'm doing good. I heard you had Dan on talking about the power outages, or not outages, but
if ERCOT. They happen, right? Yeah,
yeah. ERCOT's, and that was one of the things I was going to talk about, so I'm glad you talked to
See,
Dan.
I'm trying to make your job easier as you're in here in a fill-in slot this morning.
Yeah, I'm in for Alan. Alan had to go out of town, so... lots of stuff going on. I bought a guest that I'll introduce to you in just a minute. But first Friday, coming up tomorrow.
It will be.
Yeah.
And wear a hat.
It's going to be hot.
It'll be warm, but that's okay.
It's going to be hot, but lots of fun. There's a movie with Maddens at Sail Park. This time it's Alice in Wonderland. And I heard you guys talking about Alice in Wonderland yesterday.
We did.
It's been one of the
billion-dollar movie. Yeah,
can
it's
you
a billion
believe
dollar.
That?
No, I can't. No.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the featured movie. They're going to have some information about a video about Save the Queen, and then there's actually going to be the revamped Queen
crown thing
that's going to be on exhibit.
Cool.
So anyway, that's going on. So come out and join us. The other thing I want to mention quick before I introduce Doug to you is our Citizens Fire Academy is coming up, and you can go online. Sign up is available at bryantx.gov. The class meets on Thursday nights, and it starts on September the 8th. Now, everybody heard about the fire we had over in those townhomes over off Carter Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was so proud of our guys. That's when they're my coworkers. There you go. When they're heroes, they're my coworkers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the Fire Academy is a wonderful experience. If you ever want to understand a little bit about what these guys have to do, the trainings they go through, it's about a 10-week course. I've gone through it. It is a phenomenal experience. And the thing they've done this year that's better than ever, 7 out of the 10 meals they feed you.
Oh, okay.
7 out of the 10 meals.
Not a bad deal at all. Yeah.
Right. 7 out of the 10 meals are going to be prepared by firefighters.
Oh, great.
Now, that's one thing those guys can do. They can fight fires and they can cook.
Gotcha, because they got to eat their own cooking.
They got to eat their own cooking. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But I was so proud of those guys and so proud of our police department for their service in that unfortunate tragedy. The fact that they went in and rescued animals. Some people may know, may not know, several of our police officers got bit by dogs because they're scared.
Sure,
you know, and
of course.
They had to get them out.
Yep.
And they found just about everybody's pet.
Great.
And certainly got all the people out. So come and sign up, briantix.gov, and join us at the Fire Academy and learn a lot about what our guys do. I've brought a guest today, mm-hmm. Doug Boone. Doug is a friend of mine that I've known for a few years, man of many talents. Works over at the Workforce Solutions Center and does a little radio himself on KUOS. He's a volunteer over there. But Doug is actually going to MC an event that I'm going to have him tell you a little bit about that you usually like yourself personally, the Concerned Black Men's Back to School Party.
Absolutely.
You're one of the guys who always supports that. And so Doug has done a little PSA for us that will come out today. But I wanted to let him tell you a little bit about the event and what his role is going to be. Yeah.
Doug, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's my pleasure, sir. It's good to be here.
Tell me about the organization and how long they've been around and what they do.
Well, the Concerned Black Men are a group of men who come together as one, understanding that, and especially in the African-American community, that we have too many households which are led by women. So they're coming in to kind of supplement, if you will, this unfortunate situation and try to make things better and try to present opportunities for young men and young women as well to come out into the community and understand exactly men are there for them. And a prime example is going to be on the 20th of August as we have the 8th annual back-to-school party. And what goes on is that all these young folks come out to the party and they get school supplies. They have all kinds of booths that are there to people give information that both the students and the parents can understand. We at Workforce Solutions making a part of being there as well. And I think it's important because this time of the year is very exciting. Now, we talk about the students coming back to A&M and so forth, but before you get there, you got to get entrenched in the public school system and elementary and high school. And these kids are coming back, and they're given the opportunity, they're given the tools to go forward and understand the importance of education and the fun that can be associated with education as well. So I compliment the Concerned Black Men of the Brazos Valley for doing this and continuing to do this. Now, the big thing this year, we're moving the event over to the Veterans Park in College Station. Has been at Sue Haswell.
Right.
So everybody should be aware that there's a change of venue, but doesn't mean that's going to change the importance of the event itself.
Certainly. And if you know a friend who, you know, it happens. It's maybe it was a two-parent family last year, and it's a one-parent family this year.
Happens so all the time.
People cycling into this who might not even have known it existed.
And I think, again, we talk about the economy. We just went through this whole debt ceiling situation that the economy is tough. So when we can get some free school supplies, and more importantly, not more importantly, but just as important for me, some free food. They have great hot dogs and hamburgers and things of that nature. So come out and have a good time. Again, it's the 20th of August. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Takes you up to noontime. And come early and stay as long as you can and enjoy the festivities.
Okay, now, Doug, if people would like to support this organization, how do we go about that?
They should call these numbers, of course, 979-696-2581 or 979-255. 3489.
All right, we'll put that on the calendar. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate
that. Thank you,
sir.
Good to be here.
Anything else?
Well, real quickly, I wanted to mention Texas Reds Festival. You heard Joe Nichols, Grammy nominated, not from Texas, but hopefully a big draw. So hopefully people get involved. Online now at TexasRedsFestival.com is a way for you to sign up if you have an organization that wants to volunteer or kind of be involved. Also, you guys mentioned this yesterday. I wanted to let everybody know that BISD is having their Hall of Honor event on the evening of August the 20th. The tickets are not $6.
No, they're not.
They're $60.
Yeah, yeah.
I know y'all caught that
we
yesterday,
did catch
but I just want to make sure people understand.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody's showing up.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, we can do that.
Putting out a 5 and a 1 and going, I'm supposed to be able to get in here.
Well,
I'm dressed.
What's it about?
What's
about? Got it.
But anyway, they're going to recognize 8 Bryan ISD graduates. Mark Johnson is going to be the keynote speaker, former head baseball coach at A&M and at Sam Houston State. And if you've ever heard this gentleman speak, he is very inspiring.
Yep.
So August the 20th at Broadcrest Country Club. I think it starts around 6 o'clock. And you can get your tickets, contact BISD. I think they have information on their website. It's BryanISD.org.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate
your
time. All right. We talked to the folks of City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's brought to you by Spring Insurance Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Report.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price, from general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance. Visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com, or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Jobless claims down a bit. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Melissa Axelberth. A reading on the labor market came in slightly better than expected. Weekly initial jobless claims fell by just 1,000 last week, totaling 400,000. Still, that's less than the 405,000 that was forecast. Stock futures right now, they're on the negative side, with S&P and NASDAQ futures down just over 8%. The credit crunch making it hard for entrepreneurs to open new franchise businesses. The Wall Street Journal says franchisers behind Popeyes, IHOP, Mako, and other national brands are hiring executives to help franchisees get financing or paying for services that match franchisees with willing lenders. Many people for whom antidepressants are prescribed may not need or benefit from the drugs. The journal Health Affairs reports in 2007 nearly three-quarters of the prescriptions for antidepressants in the U.S. were written by non-psychiatrists. Many went to patients with no documented psychiatric condition. I'm Melissa Axelberth with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac, that's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Yesterday, we introduced you to Lieutenant Colonel Bryan Parker of College Station, navigator of the AC-47 Spooky Gunship in Vietnam. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Lieutenant Parker was a recent guest on Veterans of the Valley on KAMU-TV. Listen as he and I talk about the magnificent AC-47, the plane that saved so many lives in Vietnam, but the plane in which he very nearly lost his.
The AC-47 was not involved in air-to-air combat. You said you think you might have shot down a plane once, but you're not sure that happened, but mainly it was air-to-ground.
No. Our crew never shot down.
Uh-huh.
There is a story. It's probably one of the urban legends that says they shot down something, but I don't think they did.
Because this plane would fly low, 2,500 to 3,000 feet, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, we could be shot down.
Uh-huh. At a speed of about, what?
120 knots.
120 knots. So that was fairly slow and low.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And when you went into a circular pattern.
Right.
And you fired out the left side of the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like a cone. And as you were looking at it from above, it looked like a dragon shooting down at the ground.
Right.
And that's how they got the name, the Magic Dragon.
Right.
And the call sign was Spooky.
Exactly.
There's a story behind that, too.
What's that?
As the commander was taking off with a flight of Goonie Birds
uh-huh.
to go to Vietnam, it was real foggy. And he said, boy, this is the spookiest thing I've ever seen. And after that, so the story goes, the call sign was Spooky.
Right. What, Lieutenant Colonel Parker, was it like, if you can go back that far, in the Navigator? As a Navigator, you sat behind the the pilots. Is that right? What do you recall as far as your fear factor, your thoughts about where you were, what you were doing? Most of these missions, I guess, were at night, right?
All our missions were at night.
Yeah, were at night. What personally were your thoughts about your own safety, your own mortality, what you were doing?
At that
you were a young guy.
At that time, we were all young. Mm-hmm. We were invincible. On occasion, we weren't supposed to, but we would fly low over certain areas to see if we could draw ground fire. It's foolish, but we did it, and we survived, and we did draw some ground fire and fired back.
Right.
And I don't know, it was so rewarding that we never really had that fear factor, except one night we saw all these explosions underneath of us.
Right.
We were flying just a cap around Saigon and Benoit Air Base, and I immediately got on the radio and called the Tactical Air Control Center, and they said, "Whoops, where are you?" And we told them, and they said, "We've lost you on the radar. You just survived a B-52 attack." So evidently, we were just behind where the bombs were dropping, and if we'd have been a little bit ahead, we'd have been wiped out for sure. And the B-52s would have been able to say they took down an airplane.
It was a fascinating conversation with a veteran from the Brazos Valley of Vietnam, Lieutenant Colonel Brian Park. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 833, 83 degrees right now, and well over 100 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Arson has been ruled out as a cause in Tuesday's four-alarm fire that destroyed portions of two townhome complexes. Investigators say they're looking at multiple possibilities, but have ruled out any intentional cause. That fire destroyed several units at the Old Oaks and Oak Garden complexes and heavily damaged others. All residents were safely evacuated. Two Bryan firefighters suffered minor injuries. 13 years in prison is the sentence for a Robertson County man accused of seriously injuring his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter at the woman's Bryan home. 26-year-old Brandon Dion Stewart of Calvert pleaded guilty Wednesday to 2 felony charges and was sentenced to 13 years. Stewart will also get credit for time served since his arrest in April of 2010. The girl's mother came home to find a note from Stewart saying the girl turned on the hot water while in the bathtub, but doctors disagreed, saying the girl's severe burns were inconsistent with Stewart's story. The demand for electricity in Texas has been breaking records day after day, and with an even hotter day in the forecast today, we could get closer to some rolling blackouts.
Kent Sadoff with ERCOT says they will most likely hit Stage 2 sometime today, calling on customers that have signed on to be dropped during such circumstances to sign off. He says that would save them about 1,000 megawatts, but wouldn't insure us against Stage 3.
If that frequency, we can't maintain that 60 hertz frequency, and it gets below 60 hertz, that's when we get into step 3, and that would be the rolling outages.
He says today's demand is expected to exceed 68,000 megawatts. He says a drop in temperature of even just a degree or two would lessen demand dramatically. Austin York, TSN News.
The Bryan School Board has met 4 times in the last 2 weeks. The budget has been part of some of those meetings. New Superintendent Tommy Wallace says projections currently show taking almost $3 million out of savings to make ends meet this year. But Wallace says that's a drastic improvement from just a few months ago.
When I began the interview process, your worst case scenario in Bryan was about $14 million. And so that's a whole lot better. 2.8 and 14 million. So it's a lot better. I think the legislators have worked pretty hard to lower that number. And I think you've got a hybrid. I think you've got the House version and the Senate version. I think both, you got a hybrid, one year and one the next year. And so I think we're going to be okay.
Trustees have also started reviewing the budget for a year from now, including possible changes to the district's reduction in force policy in case positions have to be eliminated. The spending cuts called for in the debt ceiling plan signed by President Obama this week could have local residents feeling the crunch. Bryan Mayor Jason Bielinski says one program in particular could be hit hard.
Well, our community development block grant programs are federally funded through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and we have felt you know, a pinch in the past, and there have been some cutbacks with our CBDG funds that provide affordable housing opportunities for our citizens, provide energy conservation, the many various programs.
Byinsky says the city will do its best to pick up the slack as it has in times past. He says private entities and some landlords have also shown a willingness to help out as well. The U.S. Agriculture Department says meat giant Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey linked to a death in California and at least 76 other salmonella illnesses. Illnesses in the outbreak date back to March and have been reported in 26 states coast to coast, including at least 9 cases in Texas. Government officials say even contaminated ground turkey is still safe to eat if it's cooked properly to 165 degrees and properly handled before cooking. And the United Way of the Brazos Valley is following up on a successful Pace Setter fundraising event with plans to train volunteers to make campaign presentations. Lori Garrett says there are 2 upcoming training sessions for what they call loaned executives.
Those dates are coming up on August the 11th and August the 18th. You're going out calling on different businesses that might already have United Way campaigns, or we're trying to get campaigns started in those organizations.
The time commitment is 2 hours a week during the campaign from September through November. You can contact the United Way office for more information. WTAW News time is 8:37, 83 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Today's local real estate market requires the buyers to be selective, and selectivity is the reason you need RE/MAX Select. RE/MAX Select has move-up buyer specialists who understand how important the timing of the sale of your home is and the purchase of your new one. Our select agents are trained to make what could be a stressful transaction into a smooth one. Go to RE/MAX Select.com for more info, and remember to be selective when picking your agent. Call RE/MAX Select today.
From the water park that brought you Boogie Bond, Master Blaster, Dragon's Revenge, and The Torrent comes the longest, most amazing river attraction in history. Now open at Schlitterbahn, experience Tubenbach. Nearly 10 acres filled with cascades, waterfalls, beaches, and water fun for the whole family. Featuring 4 new exciting water attractions. Tubenbach. Buy discount tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
What do the school system budget cuts mean for you and your family? Find out in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There's also a kids' back-to-school fashion layout and an all-inclusive, family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595. 695-9595.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
The brutal heat and dry weather continues across the area until the start of the weekend. High pressure is going to remain in control of our pattern, and I see no signs that anything's going to be changing across the area anytime soon. All that sunshine today will push temperatures up to 105. It's clear tonight, 75 to 80. We have mostly sunny weather forecasts for tomorrow, highs 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80, sunny and 100 to 105 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of or you know one of those people who's a real Stieg Larsson type person, I mean, they really like those books that... You know, A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo and Kick the Hornet's Nest and all that kind of stuff. Stieg, you know, really, his books started selling after he died.
Mm-hmm.
He died at the age of 50. And his live-in unmarried partner of 30 years says that she's got the beginning of a new novel. And again, if you're one of those Larsson fans, you know, you'd just love to have a beginning of the novel or maybe have somebody finish it up. But the problem is, see, that girlfriend there, Ava Gabrielsson, didn't get any of the money from the estate.
Yeah.
The estate is pretty much controlled by Stieg's brother and father. And they're kind of in a cussing match over the money.
Oh,
I know that never
happens. That's always gonna happen.
Never happened. But the deal is, it wasn't nearly as much money when he died as it is now. It's a pretty big pile of money. I mean, it's not J.K. Rowling money, but we're probably talking $20 million going on here.
That's a pretty big pile of money.
It is a pretty big pile of money. So we'll see what happens. Ever since she's been in this battle, she's just said, well, you know, we'll see if you get to see the light of day as far as this manuscript's concerned. So waiting to see how that turns out. So Budweiser's got him a new can.
Oh, really?
Got him a new design.
I thought they just kicked that one down the road.
No, very nice. They unveiled a bolder look yesterday that makes the Budweiser bow tie symbol the centerpiece of the label and goes much heavier with the color red. I'm looking at a picture of it here. They're still using the same Budweiser script as they always have. And, you know, a few years ago...
There you are.
Yeah. They did that... you know, a long time ago they did the horizontal deal, but they've gone to perpendicular here.
Vertical, I think.
Yeah, vertical, that's right.
Well, noticeable thing is that there's no blue in this. I'm looking at it right now. You know, blue has always been kind of like a secondary color with Budweiser.
Well,
and
here's what I didn't know.
No longer.
Shipments of Budweiser to wholesalers, which is a measure of sales volume, is down 7.3% last year in U.S. America. And 2 years ago, it was down 9.5%. So we're talking 17% drop in 2 years. That is what you would call a significant loss in market share, I believe. So see how that works out. Budweiser is the number two selling beer in U.S. America after the company's Bud Light, but industry watchers say rival Coors Light likely to overtake Budweiser this year.
Huh.
So vote with your pocketbook. Or, you know, you might not drink either one of them. Or you might not even drink beer, for goodness sake. But, you know, there are people out there who drink beer. And while we're speaking of
I've heard that.
Notice how he ties these stories in so well. That's why he's a broadcast professional.
Mm-hmm.
A Gallup poll finds that wine ties beer as the top alcoholic beverage choice among U.S. American drinkers for only the second time in two decades.
Good. Gracious.
Got to tell you, how loud was that in my ear?
My goodness.
Ouch.
That just popped up on my computer.
Well, it was one of y'all.
It wasn't me. I have those sounds turned off on my computer.
If you'll turn that pot down for your...
Yes, I know. I know. But it was an unexpected noise. Those happen.
I got blood coming out of my ear. Yeah. Two-thirds of U.S. adults surveyed...
You want a tourniquet?
Yeah, there you go. Two-thirds of U.S. American adults surveyed drink alcohol. Of those, 35% say they drink wine the most often.
And Scott can say that, can't he?
If you pronounce it like that, I'm going to go out on a limb and say there is not a cork involved.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'll tell you, the last time I think I probably had any wine like that, I was at a concert and went out to the concession stand. And, you know...
Because he went out to the trucks where he went, huh?
No. I went out to the concession stand and stood in line there. And it's these, you know, these little bitty bottles that look like airline bottles, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they got a screw top on them. And, you know, I'm not a wine snob, but I'm looking at that going...
But you do play one on the radio.
Yeah, but how good can that be? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they poured it into that beautiful little plastic cup. Didn't even have a stem on it.
Uh-huh. Did you ask him for one?
No.
Do you have a stemmed plastic cup?
Yeah.
At least make me feel, at least class it up a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, well, it wasn't bad. It was only $4.50, so I guess that's, you know, you could have get.
You nearly buy a box of wine for that.
Yeah, you got ripped off. Yeah.
Well, it's at the Toyota Center. What do you want me to say?
Oh,
I mean, it's
yeah.
not like
well,
they're
no
known
wonder.
For that. But anyway. But, I mean, how good could it be?
You should have snuck some in.
Yeah. But doing those backpack things like bikers do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the camelbacks.
Yeah, exactly. Just take that.
Got that thing jammed in your mouth.
Get to the end.
All right.
Let's go fill it up again. Fill her up. Okay, anyway. 36% favor beer. There's 35% drink wine, 36% favor beer, 23% hard liquor. Excuse me. Biggest shift is when...
He's having a little nip
he's
now,
taking a nip.
You?
That's what it is. Yeah. He can't talk about it without having it.
Biggest shift is among young adults. Gallup finds...
Got to be authentic after all.
Yep. Gallup finds the preference for beer in that demographic has dropped 39% to 39% from 51%. Again, young adults starting to drink wine instead of beer. Going from 51% in 2010 to 39% now. The other demo drop is the only couple of percentage
points. It's the health benefits.
Is that what it is? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, you can carry more alcohol in the bottle, right?
Mm.
That way. I know they don't think about things like that. They never would. But anyway. Cops in Sweden on the lookout for a lady who is accused of attacking a group of teens with a real bow and arrow.
Oh, my.
Huh? According to The Local, I guess that's the name of the paper, the woman was, quote, wearing strange old clothes. I don't know.
Not exactly. A strange old woman.
Not exactly what you call objective reporting.
I mean, old I think we can figure out. Strange, as you say.
Strange is in the eye of the beholder.
Matter of opinion, yes.
Something like that. Anyway, wearing strange old clothes.
Of course, if it said she was well-dressed and well-coiffed, I mean, that...
True.
Might have been a problem.
Anyway, she approached the kids near a playground. Witnesses claim she pulled out a bow and fired several metal-tipped arrows. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Investigators say the mysterious 30-something woman may have been involved in some kind of a fantasy or role-playing game.
Hun?
Of which, what, number three on the list, go hunt and get
hunt
a child?
Children?
Yeah, kill a child and field dress it? Is that what we're doing here?
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marblecraft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marblecraft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition. If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779
949-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
All right, about 9 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Princeton Review out with their list of colleges and universities earlier this week, so not to be outdone. Forbes with America's top colleges. I don't know what their criteria is, but...
Well, you know, it's having got, to do with money, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's
is,
got...
Is it like best deal?
Most? I don't know. It's got No. It's not best value. No, it's got some of the usual suspects, but some other ones which I thought was interesting. Number one is Williams College, which I don't know that I've know about them. Number two is Princeton. Number three is West Point, which is fine. It's just that not every... I mean, wanting to go to West Point is really not enough to get you into West Point.
Williams College, according to the end-all, be-all of information... Mm-hmm. Wikipedia, is a private liberal arts college in Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Probably a nice area. Amherst is number four. Stanford is number five. Six is Harvard. Number seven.
Mm-hmm. You can tell a lot about a college by looking at their, or a university, by looking at their mascot.
Yeah.
If it's very, shall we say, obscure.
Yeah.
They're the Fs.
The what?
EPH. They're the Fs. The Williams College Fs.
Okay.
And I guess it's because the best thing I can come up with is that it was, according to this, was set up with funds from the estate of Ephraim Williams, EPH.
You know, you're so. Probably right. That's
its mascot's a purple cow, according to this.
Well, that's good. Is it a real cow, or is it somebody dressed up? Is it two guys dressed up in an outfit? I mean, do we know?
I don't know. But because you just said that, I just got that image from the movie Top Secret.
That's what I was thinking. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Number seven, of course, is one that we all know, Haverford College. Number eight is University of Chicago. Number nine is MIT. Number 10, Air Force Academy, C, West Point. Mm-hmm. You might want to go there. You just might not be able to get in. Hey, the University of Minnesota Medical School has got to be really happy. The Adam and Eve Sex Novelty Products Company has donated $50,000 in a fund there.
So what are they going to name after
him? I'm not sure. I don't know. They're going to do a room. They're going to be a tunnel. Is it going to be just something, a break room?
Which begs the question. I mean, obviously that's a pretty taboo purveyor of products, shall we say. But if you are a business, especially if you're a nonprofit, how much does it take for you to swallow your pride and attach perhaps a name?
$50,000
is not a lot of money.
It's really not, and that's the University of Minnesota again. And the development guy's going, hey, you told me to go get some money.
Yeah.
Found somebody.
What do you want? But let's say somebody comes up, just for the sake of argument, Larry Flint says, I'm going to give $5 million.
Yeah. Well,
what are you going to name after him?
Nowadays, a lot of folks that hold their nose and take the check. They really, really would.
I think that was what impressed me the most at the time about the University of Missouri, because they had the Kenley Chair in business ethics. Now, I don't know what it was, but it was
something like that, right?
But they gave it back.
Gave the money back. Well, and also now Arkansas did that.
Yeah.
There was a funding deal having to do with the Waltons. Isn't that correct? Wasn't that who they had? I may be wrong about that.
I don't know if they could afford to get rid of everything Waltons had given the University of Arkansas over the years.
No, but there was apparently a black sheep in a family, and they returned the check on that.
Now, of the Waltons?
I'm not sure that it was the Waltons.
It was John Boy's son.
John Boy, yeah.
Navakia Edwards was arrested for bank robbery after allegedly dressing up as a nun. Navakia Edwards was arrested for bank robbery after allegedly dressing up as a nun to rob a bank in Chicago. She and an accomplice did an incredible job. They were able to get away with $120,000 in cash from the bank's vault. But she was caught when she left the receipt for, quote, adult funny nun costumes and two nun-on-the-run adult masks in the rental car that they used as a getaway vehicle.
That'll get you every time.
Would it kill you to throw away the receipt? After all, call up, hi, I'd like to get two adult funny nun costumes. And what is a funny nun costume, after all?
I don't know. Are those on display in the front of the store?
I'm not sure.
Sounds like she needs to pick up a new habit.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, I'm Craig Newland with Above and Beyond Lawn Care, and I've been doing business with Mike Vivaldi for 9 years now because he treats us right every time and gives us a great deal.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate that's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturers that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
Hello, my thirsty friend. What seems to be the problem?
It's so hot, I saw a heat wave and I waved back. I tell you, it's hotter than two goats in a pepper patch. It's so hot, trees are fighting over dogs. I'm so hot.
Don't sweat, my pet. Let Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods frost your mug with a shiver-inducing selection of ice-cold cocktails and frigid fermentations. Everything from frozen mixers to chilled Chardonnays and hundreds of ice-cold beers. How feels the parched poet now?
Specs' vast tundra of chilled choices has turned this steamy sauna into a wintry nirvana. Time to hit the beach and make some sand angels.
You certainly put the zen in frozen. And with Specs' low prices, you'll save enough to buy that above-ground ice skating rink. You're welcome. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. How's this for scare? You know anybody who's got a crackberry?
A few.
Could be the last stand for the blackberry. Research in Motion, that's the maker of blackberries, unveiled five new smartphones yesterday, including its first all-touch phone. Mm. The company, which basically invented the smartphone with the BlackBerry, has been struggling, falling to third place in North America behind Apple and Android, and losing 68% of its share price over the past year. 68%. Yesterday's announcement comes just 2 days after the company announced 2,000 job cuts, revamped top management, and saw its stock hit a five-year low.
I believe we were talking earlier about the statement, we can't do this because we've never done it before in the world of politics. It almost you have to wonder if at some level was that mentality not present there.
It gets worse.
Oh,
the new smartphones won't run on the company's new operating system.
Oh, good.
QNX, which RIM bought last year. Those phones won't be ready until next year. You know, there may not be a company by next year, but
yikes,
they'll have a system. Yeah,
you will.
Keep that crackberry. Smithsonian may be calling you for it soon. On this
what's Birthday Boy going to do with his then? I mean, you know, because he's got the R2-D2 BlackBerry that they had to specially outfit for him.
Yeah, that's right.
He was so addicted to it.
Once again, he may be using smoke signals soon. In 1892, on this date in history, the family of Lizzie Borden found murdered in Fall River, Mass.
She was acquitted.
Yeah, she was. 40,
didn't do it.
Got 45 seconds.
There you go. Saturday Night Live premiere is going to be hosted by Alec Baldwin for a 16th time. He's going to break the tie with Steve Martin. Wow. They had tied previously for the record host.